This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
It's out of my hands and all I can do is wait. It's the not knowing that has put me in this state. The minutes feel like hours, the tension is too great. I've done my part, so now it's in the hands of fate. Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. I shouldn't have fucked that prostitute without a prophylactic. Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. Regret is dripping from me like my semen down her crack. And now I wait. My nerves, they have been frayed, my pants, they have been shat. I know the nurse will say it's time to have a chat. At least I'll never worry about getting fat. I should think positive. No, wait, I didn't say that. Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. I never should have blown that tranny in my Cadillac. Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. I just had to taste that sweet forbidden nectar from his sack, and now I wait. Is it over? Will my jersey be retired? Will my name stitched upon a quilt be required? Did I make a difference? Was my life inspired? Will Denzel Washington defend me when I'm fired? Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. Eating assholes shouldn't be an aphrodisiac. Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. If I'm clean, I swear to God I will stop shooting smack. Probably. Boys and girls, don't be naive. Take it from your Uncle Steve. AIDS care's not who it affects. Caught from unprotected sex. Sharing needles, blood or spit, or piss or semen. Even shit from handshakes, sneezes, toilet seats, from monkey bites.
Oh, I bet y'all. Oh, can you feel it? I can. I can also taste it. It tastes terrible. Hey, everybody. Welcome once again to the most listened to online radio show with 150,000 downloads a week. Bringing it to you with only 3 watts of power right up here on the 44th floor of the Kroger building. People that were out at Desert Fest, they'll get that joke. Anyway, you are listening to this tiny 3-watt radio show that I bring to you each and every week, people. What do you say? Let's fire up the transmitter and get it ready. Yeah, nothing like a little electrical volts going through the body. Just like shock therapy. Gets me going. I'm all ready. Are you ready to have a good time?
Isn't it a little early for you to be hopped up?
No, never. I'm ready to go. We're going to have a good one. I'm feeling good. The show is going to be good. Hello, everybody, and welcome. Welcome, like I was saying, to the most listened to online radio show. It's known as the Rockin' Comedy Show, and this is that one show that your mom listens to as well.
Leave the mothers out of this, all right?
All right. I'll leave your mom out of it. Anyway, we are ready to have a good time. Are you?
Too much trouble.
No, not
get
really.
Therapy.
Should I? People have told me that a lot. Jay, you need to get some therapy. I don't know if it's going to be good for me. They're just going to, you know, tell me it's my mom's fault and stuff like that. But it is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay, my friend.
Who dressed you? And why do they hate you so much?
And you can email me if you would like. My email address is very, very simple.
P-A-R-T.
Why?
Because you've got mail.
That's right. And you can email me at crazyj@comic.com. Sometimes they fire off on time. Sometimes they don't. It's crazyj@comic.com. You can also visit me at MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. I'm also on Facebook, and yes, oh yes, even Twitter, my friends. Yeah, God bless the internet. It drives me freaking crazy. Anyway, my buddy Mad Mike is going to be here. He's on his way into the studio, and you gotta love Mad Mike, don't you?
God bless the internet.
You do.
My God. Wouldn't it be marvelous if I turned out to be a homosexual?
Anyway, I don't know what's going on with the sound bites today. It's just crazy in here, people. Crazy. And, what can I say? You can also call us if you would like. We have a request line number, 702-979-9606. You can call in, talk to us, make a request, tell us that we suck, you know, all the good stuff. But I'm trying to, I'm using the new music system here, and I'm trying to cue it up and talk to you at the same time, and it's just not working. let's just try this out. Here we go. That's the one I'm looking for. So what was I saying? Oh yeah, Mad Mike is, he's going to be here to do some how-tos and to keep the comedy rocking as well. We're also introducing a new segment on the show this week with our good friend Nick, and we're going to have a contest, too. We need to come up with a radio name for Nick. You know, Mad Mike, Crazy Jay, something that fits with that. Give you a couple of CDs that we'll be giving away for that person out there that comes up with the best name for Nick. But he's going to be here today to introduce a new segment called Nick's Picks, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on. Plus, we got not in the news, your request, some 911 calls, because you guys like them. And I definitely have one that is just off the wall. I always try to find one that's just the craziest one out of the batch. So we've got all that. We've got a lot more going on, and it's going to be a great big show. So what do you say? Let's get started. We heard a new song from the new Green Day album. That is awesome. Awesome stuff. Recommend that you pick that one up or legally download it. Anyway, you are listening to the... Did I lose it again? I did not lose it again. But you are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. Mad Mike's on his way, and we've got some music happening right now.
I can't hear you. You sound like static.
I can't hear you. My ears have had it bad. You sound like a
radio with the speakers blown. Double high in the bass down low. Down low. Tonight I'm drowning in my favorite records. Trying to forget how every thread reminds me of the nights I spent with you. They play the soundtrack to my falling tears, soundtrack to this wasted year, and then sleep dive scars better than I could ever do. So turn me up, when you turn me on, when we hear hearts break, we'll say they're playing our song. It sounds like a radio with the speakers blown, the kind of sound that you'll never know. Double high in the bass down low. Whoa, whoa. Radio with the speakers on. The kind of sound that you'll never know. Double high in the bass down low. Whoa. The record plays to the beat of my heart. And my heart, you know it plays like a metronome. If the record skips a beat, my heart will too. It plays the soundtrack to my falling tears, soundtrack to this wasted year, and this leaves high scars better than I could ever do. So turn me up, when you turn me on, when we hear hearts break, we'll stay there playing our song. It sounds like a radio with the speakers blown, the kind of sound that you'll never know. Double high in the bass down low. Whoa, whoa. Radio with the speakers on. The kind of sound that you'll never know. Double high in the bass down low. Whoa. So I'll break these records you've always hated. I'm feeling so sick and medicated. Aw, come on, why are you so nervous, boy? My prescriptions read like ransom notes and love letters you never wrote. Help me feel like I'm not paranoid.
I hear you, you sound like static. I can't hear you, my ears have had it bad.
It sounds like a radio with the speakers blown. Double high in the bass down low. Down low. The bass down low. Whoa, whoa. Radio with the speakers on. The kind of sound that you'll never know. Double high in the bass down low. Whoa. Double high in the bass down low.
How about you two lovebirds? You dating? Married? You are married. Good for you, my man. How long have you been married?
2 months.
2 months. All right. So the romance is still there.
Yeah,
we're all still there. Very nice. You lived together before you got married?
A couple of months.
All right. Well, he's right into the marriage thing. So, of course, he's a romantic guy, which is very important, right? What does he do that's romantic? You know nothing about Loverboy. I can guarantee you that right now. This is the purpose of my show. I mean, getting laughs is important, but if I can make 90% of the people laugh and maybe break up one couple, then I feel that I've not only got laughs, but I've accomplished something on this stage. If I'm not getting laid tonight, nobody's getting laid. You understand? Nobody leaves this room happy. He's romantic. What does he do? Does he like candlelight dinners? No, of course not. There's not a guy in this room that really gives a rat's ass about candlelight dinners. Women seem to think we like them, but, you know, it's never our idea. I mean, does he have them with his friends when you're not around? Absolutely not. During the Super Bowl, okay, Bob, you get the Doritos, I'll get the candles. First down, yeah! You make a candlelight dinner for a guy, believe me, he's sitting there squirming in his chair. I can't see the goddamn potato. This sucks. The hell did she make? What is this, a turd, a piece of corn? Honey, at least put on the TV, get some light over here. So romantic. It's right up there with taking a bath or a shower together. Can I tell you how many times I come home at night, wife will have a little bath made. She doesn't get it. She'll have candles in the bathroom like some kind of voodoo sacrifice. What are you doing?
Oh, I made us a bath.
You made us a bath. You ever see me take a bath? No. I don't take a bath. I can't even get my own fat butt in the tub without my feet halfway up the wall. Now your fat ass is in the tub too? We've tried this before. It doesn't work. I always get the side with the faucet in my back. Ow! Ow! Yeah, honey, I'd love to get a hard-on. There doesn't seem to be any room. Taking a shower together. That really sucks, fellas. See, women like that because they're the ones under the hot water. We're standing there like a moron with a shriveled-up dick and soap in our face. This is terrific, honey. I got no penis. I got shampoo in my eyes. Let me know when there's no more hot water. It'll be my turn. I'll be right over here. I'm cold. I'm naked. My dick looks like a stack of buttons. This is just terrific. See, you never told me what your new husband does. It's so romantic. Does he like perfume? Yeah, you like one perfume. I don't think he likes any perfume. You're saying he likes one perfume because that's what you wear. And that's what he likes. He got it for you. You know why he got it for you? He went to Macy's or Nordstrom's and he smelled the best-looking chick behind the cosmetic counter. So he knows when the lights are out, he can pretend he's nailing her. That's why he bought that for you. That's right, mother boy. My wife starts cutting those little perfume samplers out of the magazine. What about this? She puts it on her wrist. Do you like this? I guess. What is it, Newsweek? Get it. I don't know. It smells like the other magazine you just shoved in my face. You want to smell good for a man, you put some of that ballpark hot dog juice in your crotch. Oh, yeah. That's right, ladies. You put some sauerkraut down there at 3 o'clock in the morning. Watch how fast lover boy wakes up. That's what turns on a man. Condiments. Condiments. Not that Victoria's Secret bullshit.
That bitch. He tells me.
Listening to the Rock and Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay, and it's Mad Mike.
Mad Mike.
That's right. How you been, buddy? You didn't make it to Desert Fest.
But I'm chilling on the microphone.
Yeah. What's that, dude?
What happened? You didn't make it to Desert Fest?
Yeah, it was just It was just a bad, rough week.
Don't sugarcoat it. It's fucking Scanlon. Fucking get out. It's just Scanlon.
Scanlon and my bowels, actually. Yeah, they have a lot of similarities.
Yeah, it's mainly fucking Scanlon is what it is.
Both are corn
fucking douchebag.
He's a little bit of a douche.
Yeah, he's more than a little bit of a douche. He's a douche. Bag. Full on.
Douchebag of the year.
I'm so freaking tired of that guy.
Tired of who?
Scanlon.
Scanlon?
Yes.
Oh, the douchebag?
The douchebag.
Yeah, yeah. He's very tiring. Fullness. Tiringness. Tiresome.
I usually let you say all the Scanlon stuff on the show.
Oh, yeah, that's
true. I usually just sit back because I've known him a while, and I just kind of let Scanlon be Scanlon. But fuck this guy. He just recently celebrated his birthday.
How old did he turn? 12? 13?
I think he did turn 12 because he's certainly acting like it. This is for Scanlon.
I heard that.
Celebrated his 25th birthday.
25th?
Yeah.
I heard he asked his dad for a pony.
I think he actually had a... he was actually planning a party with matching cups and plates. He wanted people to come over and eat cake and have some punch.
Yeah, from what I understand, he made the cake himself.
Well, he's learning how to cook, goddammit.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good with making chicken, apparently.
So he has this big... He tries to have this big gathering for his birthday... At Pure.
Yeah, Salami Fest 5000.
The last show we called it the Scanlon Extravaganza 09, but which, it was really Sausage Fest, I think is what it was. He planned this big thing at Pure, and I told him months ago when him and I had this chat, I was like, you know, you treat everybody that you know like fucking shit.
Yeah, like
it's going to come back, it's going to bite you in the ass. Hey, oh, it's cool. And he tells me he doesn't have friends, he just has acquaintances. So apparently friends or acquaintances did not show up.
Yeah,
birthday party. I sent him this message that, hey, you know, worked all day, sorry I'm not going to make it. And, boy, all hell broke out.
I was in Magic Mountain on roller coasters.
He pretty much battling
constipation.
He pretty much told me to go fuck myself because he couldn't... have his birthday party. But then I later find out from Jackson, our host, I was like, so how was Scanlon Extravaganza 09? He was like, well, he called and canceled.
Oh.
He said something came up. I go, the problem was nothing came up. There was no people interested in going to his birthday. And then on top of it, he made it physically impossible for you to go out to the fest.
Yes, so. after fucking his whole weekend, he decided to screw with mine.
Yeah.
And then everything was all messed up. And I hear that there was a lot of Jaeger there for me.
There was.
And I appreciate that.
Paul was ready, man. He had two bottles in his cooler.
Jesus Christ.
Rhonda bought you a bottle.
Yeah,
they were ready for you to have a good time.
Wow.
But don't worry, one of those bottles made it back safely here to the studio.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's here. It's waiting for you for whenever you're ready, my friend.
That's nice. Little salami for your mommy.
So, I mean, yeah, this thing was Scanlon. So, I know that you're going to be doing a how-to.
Yeah,
that,
I have him
you've got two, but you have one is special.
Especially for Scanlon. And this is seriously, I don't think this will work for anybody butt Scanlan in the entire universe.
Well, that's funny because most of the how-tos you try to work Scanlan into most of them. So I'm curious to see how this one's going.
Yeah, all I'm going to say, folks, is it has to do with Tic Tacs.
And I don't know. A lot of things have been really irritating me lately. I go out to the Desert Fest. This is two times now out of the three times I've gone out there to record the show where just total chaos like fucking happens. Last year, they didn't set up in time, and then by the time I was set up, it was time for the bands to go on.
Yeah.
So I didn't record anything. Mm. This year, they get it going, and right in the middle of the set, I have some jackass from Unorthodox going, check one, check one, check two, for 25 minutes. He's wow. checking the mics on stage. They work. We get it. We start doing the show again. He goes, check one, how does this one sound over here? Can you turn it down? And I'm like, are you serious? So I can play part of it. It's funny because at one point I just started making it sound like it was echoing. He's like, check one. I'm like, one, one, one. And then I would say stuff, and he had no idea. But it's like he would
echo. He's like, what the hell?
He would say something, and I would say it back. It's not echoing in his
voice. And he's like, can you turn the gain down?
And finally he just turns around and goes, yeah, can you guys give me a break? I'm like, give me a break. I'm doing a fucking radio show out here. But we gave some sheep away out there.
I heard that. I heard the sheep made the rounds.
Yeah, they were pretty popular. One of them made it on stage during one of the performances. They were having sheep races across the sand. There's a lot of good pictures on the site. But I don't know, just a lot of things irritate me. People at work, the guests that come up, just don't beat around the bush. Just tell me what the fuck you want. They walk up to the desk and they're like, yeah, so tomorrow at like 4 o'clock, what do you want? A shuttle? Tell me you want a shuttle. They draw it out. Or when you get
yeah,
the,
yeah. You get my favorite is, what about the Hoover Dam?
what about it? It's still there.
Yeah.
I love this one. They call and go, yeah, we're coming out on July 24th.
Yeah. Okay.
Great. Well, can you tell me what's going on out there? Like,
yeah, now, I got somebody did that. Yeah, I'm coming out in December. Do you know who's going to be playing?
No.
I was like, honestly, sir, I haven't a fucking clue.
No, yeah. But and so I was really irritated this week. I don't know. I was just like, it was a short week. I got back from the fest.
Shit, I was.
And I know you were irritated, but
I got in trouble like 19 times.
I was so irritated yesterday, and then this little kid comes up to the desk, and he hands me this letter, and while I'm reading it, he's actually standing in front of me with his hand on his hip, because he's really pissed, and you'd taken off to lunch.
He's absolutely cross.
And the mother told me, just throw the letter away, don't even do anything, or just let your staff have a big laugh with it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I gave it to the front desk, but before I did, I would make a copy of it, because it is pretty funny.
Hilarious.
The first page is just the actual envelope that he wrote on. This is Jacob's words, age 4. Please laugh and throw away. Parents of a pissy toddler. All right. So the letter actually reads, now, it's full of threats. And this is a 4-year-old kid. He's pissed, apparently, because the arcade.
He has demands.
Because the arcade's being renovated, so he can't play the adult games, which are the slot machines. So
what else is he supposed to do?
So he's pissed. And
take
so,
his games away.
So this is his letter of demands. And I gave this to Mauricio at the front desk.
Oh, awesome.
And I watch him across the way just start reading, and he starts laughing. And then other people start circling. Charles goes over there. Everybody starts going over reading it, and they're all laughing. So I think they probably pinned it up in the back.
It's got to be.
It's pretty funny. But this is the letter. It says, you must let kids play the grown-up games or I will put in fresh air and no smoking signs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it. And I will make a not our rule for grown-ups and I will put up a sign that says, yes, kids, no grown-ups.
These are all kids' games now, bitch.
Yeah, it don't, if you don't listen to that, I will send. Oh yeah, if it's kind of hard to read, but it's if you don't like that, then I will send some policemen to arrest you. Also, you can use your cell phones in the adult and kid game room.
Oh, that's nice. I'm glad to hear you at least thought of cell phone usage. You know, but watch your minutes.
Yeah, he was so pissed, that kid.
Yeah, dude, that's
he was angry.
He was
kid.
Not happy. Oh, we also saw Drag Me to Hell this week.
We did. See, that was awesome.
It was very cool. Yeah, very Sam Raimi-ish.
Yeah. There's only one scene in it where you could tell it was a total Sam Raimi film.
Oh, I think there's a few scenes.
But
having read the book,
right?
Yeah, Bruce Campbell's book, there's a lot of
right, but there's one prominent scene where it's total Evil Dead, Army of Darkness type scene,
yeah,
and it's with the goat. So
yeah, absolutely.
You're like, yep, that's him.
You know what was weird, though, is that it was a pretty jumpy movie, but I think there was one person most of all who did the most jumping.
Let's give it up for Nick.
Nick Hickley. Hey! Yeah.
And speaking of Nick, he's gonna premiere a new feature here on the show every week now. It's going to be called Nick's Pick.
Oh, nice. It's not like a booger, is it?
It could be.
Could be, yeah.
He's gonna,
and today, it's relatively green. One centimeter.
Shut up. He might talk about a new album coming out, maybe video game, maybe a movie.
Oh, yeah?
So, but
hey,
I think,
are you going to cover porn?
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
But I think we're all in agreement that Drag Me to Hell is a great movie.
Yeah, if you're out there, you should probably go see it. And then afterwards, maybe start up your own cult, you know? Just get something going that just says, hey, you know, I'm all about this hell thing.
Now, we're going to be doing Not in the News, and I actually refrained from doing a lot of Port St. Lucie stories because last time doing the Desert Fire, we did
all
Port St. Lucie stories. But I was going over some wacky laws that take place in Port St. Lucie.
In Florida, generally.
Actually, when I was going to find the news stories from Port St. Lucie today, I realized there's a tab. Like, if you go to Yahoo, you can click on Odd News, and that's where you'll find most of the funny stories that we do on the show. I think it's funny that at the Port St. Lucie website, they actually have a tab that says Odd News. There's nothing normal coming out of Port St. Lucie. They don't need that tag.
Yeah.
Just read the news, folks.
Even they know, all right, this town is pretty fucked up. I don't know.
All right, so we have some funny laws that come from Port St. Lucie. The state constitution allows for freedom of speech, a trial by jury, and pregnant pigs to be not confined in cages.
Whoa. All right, Hoss, get out of that cage.
I'm not quite sure what that one's all about, but one may not commit any unnatural acts with another person.
What would be considered unnatural, like share somebody's ice cream? Ooh, maybe. Not allowed to share straws?
Unmarried couples may not commit lewd acts and live together in the same residence.
That's crazy. But they can live together in a different residence.
Yes, and they can smack each other with sandwiches, apparently.
Yeah, that's legal.
Corrupting the public morals is defined as a nuisance and is declared a misdemeanor offense.
What is that?
Corrupting the public morals.
What would that be like? Basically, Hitler would not be allowed in Port St. Lucie.
Doors of all public buildings must open outwards.
I wonder why. Somebody must have hit their head a lot.
You'll be glad to know that it is illegal to sell your children.
Do you realize that means somewhere along the lines they had a problem with that? And they were like, you know, I don't like that idea.
Women may be fined for falling asleep under a hairdryer, as can the salon owner.
If the salon owner falls asleep under the hairdryer?
No, they can fine the salon owner if the woman getting her hairdryer falls asleep. They both can get fined.
What if she slips into a coma?
I don't know. It doesn't talk about that.
Oh.
A special law prohibits unmarried women from parachuting on Sundays, or she shall risk arrest, fine, and or jailing.
Yeah, well, because if she's parachuting, she's coming down. What if she lands on a penis?
Now, this one I like. If an elephant is left tied to a parking meter, the parking fee has to be paid just as it would for a vehicle.
Well, I'm obviously never going to Port St. Lucie for that reason alone.
What
if you double park?
When having sex, only the missionary position is legal. Men may not be seen publicly in any kind of strapless gown.
Yeah. Strapless gowns. Right out.
And we'll do one more because it's going to be in the news a little bit later on. Having sexual relations with a porcupine is illegal.
Haven't we already covered that one, though?
No.
In the news?
No, we have not.
We put that one in the news.
No, we didn't. You just, you've seen it in the pile, but we haven't done the news story yet.
We haven't.
No, because we tried to get Al to call back in and talk about the sheep. We haven't done it.
That's right, we haven't.
That's right.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Are we on the air?
Yes, okay. We are. So we've got Nick's picks. You've got the how-to. We've got yes. the news.
The nudes?
The news.
Oh.
The news.
What about the nudes?
I don't know about the nudes.
Oh, me neither. And we've been going to Bear Pool.
We have been going to Bear Pool.
That's been a lot of fun. There's been, you know what, the last time there was not a lot of nakedness. I saw more of Steve than I'd ever want to see in my life. I can tell you that much, though.
Right. Yeah, things are good at the Bear Pool.
Check out our MySpaces. Check out our pictures.
And the Hard Rock Pool.
Yeah, and I hope you guys like my Big Mac movie. I hope you guys are digging that.
Yeah, I've posted that everywhere.
I am a Big Mac.
And I am a Big Mac.
They have pickles. Onions.
But, things have been good.
They have been pretty good. They have been really good.
And then you have to go to work and it gets all fucked up.
Yes. Work sucks balls. When are we doing Nick's pick?
It's coming up, but we got a few 911 calls.
You gotta tell me when it's coming up. I have a little something special.
You have something special?
Something special.
Okay, I'll let you know. But we have a few 911 calls.
Okay, 911?
Yeah, because people like those.
Hey, you know, in Pennsylvania, I dialed 118, which used to be information here in Vegas when I was in Pennsylvania, and it would send me to the police station. Weird, right?
Right.
I thought that was weird. It's unexplainable. It's like Area 51. I don't understand it. Do you believe in aliens? I believe in aliens.
Here we go. Here's our first one.
Carlos is an alien.
I'm working a script booth at the fireworks thing, and we're supposed to have somebody coming by here periodically and picking up money. We haven't had anybody for an hour and a half.
Can't imagine why you would dial 911 for that, but we'll connect you with them. I'm connecting through a worker at the fireworks who dialed 911 on his cell phone because nobody's come by to pick up money yet.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Here I am.
Okay.
We got a whole bunch of sheriffs around here, and I've got way too much money in this booth, and we haven't seen anybody in 2 hours.
And what's your name?
We don't dare leave.
Okay, what's your name?
Can you do something?
Sir, what's your name, please?
I gotta go.
What the hell?
That was pleasant, wasn't it?
What a lovely gentleman. What a jerk.
Whoever the guy is, somebody needs to slap him around.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to tell him. Go kick this guy in the knee.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
So you gotta slap him around.
this is pretty good. You'll like this. This one's really short. But
emergency?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I dialed information.
No, sir. That would be 411.
That's what I did. Oh, shit. That's what I did.
Wait, let's play that again. I think that's you.
Emergency?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I dialed information.
No, sir. That would be 411.
I think that is you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm pretty convinced.
Oh, yeah. Thought that was information. Guess not.
All right. This one's pretty good. This lady calls 911 because she has to put her cat to sleep, and she was told to call 911 for any sort of emergency.
Bye.
Yes, I contacted the animal shelter right next to the Humane Society because I want to have my cat put to sleep. They said to call the police if they considered it an emergency. I want to have my cat put to sleep.
Okay, I don't know what you want the police to do about it.
Are you the police?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, do they have some kind of measure where they do something with the cat in case of a real emergency where the cat is detrimental to the other person? He's detrimental to me. He's scared of me, and I'm reacting to the fact that he's scared of me, so I'm scared being in my apartment, being with him, alone with him, because he scares me, because he's scared of me, and we're reacting to each other, and I certainly don't want to, I'm not that kind of a person. I'm not an inhumane person, and I would never let the cat out the back door and just let it roam around. I want to make sure it's put to sleep.
Oh, my God.
Well, how long have you been acting like this?
Forever. And so I want to...
What do you mean, forever?
Forever. For as long as I've had him, it's forever.
Okay, so why is it so important today, then?
Well, anyway, could you have him put to sleep today?
I can't know.
Well, who does it?
Animal Control does it. And if they're not there today, there's nothing I can do to help you.
The machine said call the police if it was an emergency.
Would you stop yelling at me?
Well, you are yelling at me, too.
No, I'm not.
That's just about it.
Oh,
I'll tell you what. How can it be an emergency if you've had this cat all this time and all of a sudden not today it's an emergency?
How do you know how long I've had the cat? You didn't even ask.
I did too.
I found out that the cat's scared of me. Right now while I'm yelling, the cat is scared.
Mm-hmm.
He's petrified. And I'm not about to just let him walk out the back door. Should I do that? Should I just throw him out the back door and let somebody kill him or I'm starved to death? I thought I'm doing the most proper, humane thing to do is to put him to sleep, for Pete's sake. Good Lord, what do you think I am? A killer? I'm telling you right now that somebody's got to pick that cat up from the police department, or all hell's going to break loose here.
I'm telling you.
All hell is going to break loose!
I'm telling you, the police department does not pick up.
They won't even put the number down there! Why? Why did they put the number? Call the police! What am I crying, Wolf? You think this is fun for me? I don't like to call the police. No way, no how. And I get sent by you without even knowing how to deal with me. I'd like to put you to sleep. My cat's a collar, but you're a dog. You're nothing but a dog.
Well, just keep talking because it's all on tape, okay?
I really don't care what you say. What, are you going to call me back and arrest me for my mind speaking my thoughts that I can't stand your guts? You're toilet paper. People like you, you stink.
Are you done yet?
I don't know. Did I say enough? Did you get offended? I suppose not. You can't get offended because you don't got no heart. You only got a heart and a soul of mind. I don't even know you, but I can tell you right now. Material. Well, don't call me. I don't care. I'll tell them that you're the screwed up bitch who made the most eat my sister like that. So I had to call you up and my poor cat's scared and you don't give a damn. You should be put to sleep. You should be put to sleep. You should die. I'd like to kill you myself.
Well, ma'am, why don't you tell me where you are?
Oh, I thought you knew already. You got it down on tape.
Now I need a lot to give you your address, huh?
I'll give my address. Does that make it better?
Yeah, it does. Because I'm coming out to see you. What's your address?
Why don't you go fly a kite with a hole in it?
Jesus.
Wasn't that awesome?
What a bitch, dude. I seriously, where is that lady from? I want to know her address so I can go down there,
punch in the
slap place. The shit out of her, and take her cat from her.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Drop off like a pet West Nile mosquito. Have that. Take care of that.
Yeah, there's
what a wretched human being.
Here's the last one before the break.
911.
I'm going to want an ambulance. What's
the address, ma'am?
1634. Not right now. Not now. Because it has to be, the timing's got to be right.
Ma'am, you're going to have to call when you need him. I can't schedule an officer.
Well, send a black and a white one, and a red one and a green one, and one with a mustache, and one with a beard, and one with a red bandana. Okay.
What's that for?
For props, for television, for the color.
What for?
For national coverage.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Right. Thank you. Bye. I love you.
Bye.
What the hell?
Yeah. Yeah, I love that.
A red one, a green one, a guy with a mustache.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to...
That literally reminded me of, like, half of the customers we get at the Monte Carlo.
Yeah. I like the ones that they walk up, and you could be in the middle of making a reservation or whatever. They're like, are you busy? Did I say next? I love that.
Oh, yeah.
I was just, this week has just irritated me for some reason. I have no idea. But we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to start a brand new segment on the show. It's all about Nick.
Sweet.
Nick's pick, and I think it's going to be good. So come back.
Nick's pick.
Just wait till he comes back. All right.
In 1977 in Johannesburg, South Africa, an 8-year-old boy picked up the game of golf from his father. By the age of 9, he was already outplaying him. The odds of that same boy then making it to the US and European pro golf tours? 1 in 7 million. The odds of the Big Easy winning the Open Championship once and the US Open Championship twice, 1 in 780 million. The odds of this professional golfer having a child diagnosed with autism, 1 in 150. Ernie Else encourages you to learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I present to you three of the fiercest subjects ever assembled in the Cage of Doom. First, the brain-wrenching behemoth Algebra 2, weighing in at a mind-boggling 800 pounds. Foreign languages! The multilingual international sensation capable of tossing you clear across the Atlantic. And finally, biology. More ferocious than formaldehyde, she'll dissect you one chromosome at a time. Who among you will step up to their challenge?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Me too.
I'm in.
Sign me up.
Take on the tough classes now. You need them to prepare for college. Find out which classes you need at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
You take your six-year-old to the playground. You watch her go down the slide, then run over to the swings. Another mother strikes up a conversation. You take your eye off your daughter for just a few seconds. You look back at the swings. And she's gone. Your heart drops into your stomach. You jump up, your eyes searching. You cry out her name.
Lily? Lily?
From the top of the slide, you hear a voice.
Mommy, watch me!
Every parent knows that feeling. Imagine if she were actually abducted. Go to wirelessamberalerts.org. Sign up for free Amber Alerts on your cell phone. When an Amber Alert is issued in the areas you've chosen, you'll receive a free text message. If you spot the vehicle, the suspect, or the child described in the alert, call 911. Sign up today at wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. This message brought to you by the Wireless Foundation, the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is BK, and this is Matt from Leaving Springfield.
How come you're doing my part, dude?
Why stop now? And you're listening to the Crazy J Rockin' Comedy Show. Yeah, baby!
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. Mad Mike is here.
Mad
Mike! And you have a little something special for Nick in his new segment?
Yeah, he needs a theme song.
Okay.
Don't you think?
I think he does.
Nick, do you think you need a theme song?
I need a theme song.
Let's do this. It's Nick. It's Nick in his segment. He's coming at you live from the basement with Vegna Dan and his one-arm band. It's Nick and his segment.
Hey, that's very nice.
Thank you. All right.
So this is Nick's pick.
Nick's pick. But not from his nose.
This is Nick's pick.
Possibly from his nose.
The artist of the week I want to talk about is Chickenfoot.
But not from his nose.
But not from my nose.
I
not from my nose.
Know that.
Okay.
Seriously, though.
All right.
No, I'm kidding.
All right. Well, this ridiculous.
Okay, okay.
But seriously, though. But seriously. Yeah.
All right.
For real now. No, for real now. Okay. All
right.
Well, this ridiculously named rock supergroup. It features Van Halen. Van Halen, Sammy Hagar on vocals, Michael Anthony on bass, and virtuoso Joe Striani on guitar. And Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer Chad Smith, featuring songs such as Soap on a Rope and Down the Drain. Yeah, so I'm thinking. Sammy Hagar, he refers to Led Zeppelin as a suitable comparison to Chickenfoot, but really has more of a Whitesnake feel. The style has high energy and kick butt rock and roll.
Hey, Whitesnake, that's the one that does that song. Here I am again.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. That's
great.
Just checking. Just checking. All right. I'm Nick. This is Nick's pick. And here's a little bit of chicken foot for you. Soap on a rope.
And here it is for you now.
Thank you.
right, so that's Nick's pick. It's Soap on a Rope, Chicken Feet. What is the name of the band? Sammy Hagar, lead vocals.
Well, it's Chicken Foot, Jay.
Chicken Foot, Feet, whatever the hell.
They call them Chicken Foot. Why did they pick that name?
I don't know. Honestly.
Chicken Foot, so do you like them?
I think they're all right. I think that they made the music in such like short amount of time that it seems like it's kind of rushed. Like, I don't know. If you listen to the lyrics, it kind of... It's a great band. I mean, it's a great band.
You sure about that?
The lyrics were rushed?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, or a lot of it.
Yeah, a lot of it.
Not a lot of it.
They're pretty silly.
Yeah, yeah. Get your drink on! Yeah. Put your balls on!
But they got the... They're, you know, they're a really good band.
They are a really good band. They are. Yeah. A lot of great performers.
I think they do really good with, like, a banjo.
With a banjo?
Yeah.
They could. That's a great idea, actually.
A kazoo?
Well, kazoo?
What if Sammy Hagar played a kazoo?
No, that'd be fucking wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it'll be interesting. We'll see what you do next week. Because you have your freedom to do, you know, movies, video games, whatever. So we'll see what you do next week.
We'll look out.
And we'll take a break. We'll be back with more of the Rockin' Comedy Show right after this.
It's Crazy J.
Very funny.
That's a funny word.
Funny.
And that's funny what?
Very funny.
That's funny.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm going to try. Sorry. What the hell that was? I'm going to try and put some stuff together from what we recorded out there at the Desert Fest. There's some pretty funny stuff, like when everybody's chanting, fuck Scanlon. Would you shut up?
Stop what? I'm not even doing anything.
Fucking liar.
It's your dog.
But we're getting ready to do Not in the News News. For those that have not been listening to the show a long time and may wonder where the idea came up for Not in the News News.
I don't even know.
Well, that's good, because I'll tell you.
Okay.
When I started listening to the Dr. Demento show years ago, there was a segment still there called Demented News by Whimsical Will. Whimsical Will did some announcing on the show for quite some time until the show got quite a bit of popularity on the internet, and then Dr. Demento asked him not to be Mr. Announcer on the show anymore.
Really?
But he did do a segment called The Demented News. He didn't do it on my show. That was just something special for Dr. Demento. But I always enjoyed The Demented News and wanted to do my own spin on it. So it's not as...
So it's different but similar.
The concept is the same. So I'm gonna give you a sample of The Demented News. This is the newest version of the news.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe this Dr. Demento guy is cool, but he kind of sounds like a prick.
He's cool. I like the
guy. All right. You know, hey.
So let's see if we can.
Just anytime somebody gets some fame, you like shuts them down, dude.
Just me, because he's jealous.
And Whimsical Will, and Playful Bill.
What?
Run Around Robert. You shut him down.
What?
Fireball Frank, him too. Canceled his show. I heard he got killed.
Oh, happity, happity, I love to laugh, it's all such fun to laugh and eat, so laugh and eat with me.
They're laughing and eating the news the demented way. I'm Whimsical Will reporting.
Now, as I tell a story, you look at the picture book and turn the page when I wing the magic gun. But don't turn it yet.
I feel the earth.
Of a 250-pound prostitute in Berlin are asking a judge to put her out of business because she's shaking the apartment building when she works. There she goes.
Help! Save me! Save me from a fate worse than death! Help!
Yeah, tenants of the building where the woman legally entertains her prostitution clients told the court the sex worker's lovemaking causes their apartments to shake.
She's starting to shake.
She's starting to shake.
She's starting to shimmy.
She's starting to shimmy.
One neighbor called her a one-woman demolition job and told the court a pair of valuable crystal glasses fell from a shelf and broke as a result of the shaking.
My milkshake couldn't call a voice in the yard in daylight.
In her defense, the woman told the court she is a mother and as a working woman attempts to be as discreet as possible.
She needs guidance.
Now it's up to the judge to determine if the shaking is her fault and if she can make her bed rock without rocking the bedrock. A Dallas couple say they found a Cheeto that looks like Jesus Christ.
Oh, this isn't going to be about Jesus, is it?
Dan and Sarah Bell said they purchased a bag of Cheetos at a gas station and discovered the unusually shaped cheese puff inside the 99-cent
bag.
Don't
get alarmed, but I think I might be Jesus.
Oh, it was a religious experience.
Oh, my gosh, look at this. It really looks like a person in a robe praying.
Yeah, I just looked over. It looks like a praying Jesus.
The couple said they've nicknamed the snack Jesus.
Lord have mercy.
It's missing a right arm, but it features a body, a tiny face, hair, and appears to be wearing a robe.
What do you want in a cheese puff?
How about more cheese? Yeah!
Well, they're considering putting Jesus on eBay, but if it doesn't fetch more than 25 cents, they say they're just going to eat it.
Did you cut the cheese?
I'll bet it's sacrilicious.
And while we eat our yummy lunch, and while this record plays...
Who says Cheetos never prosper, huh?
And you go up and get the, you know, the crouton O' Christ. A Jesus.
I didn't think no one cared about my wheat thins shaped like Wyoming and Colorado. I'm Whimsical Will chipping in on the demented news.
Well, now, you make old Doc feel as fine as silk, because you manage to drink every bit of your milk. All your little friends are waiting to play. Why, it's a wonderful way to start the day.
Dude, let's fucking rock this place. Oh, we're about to do one story that's just awesome. We're not doing that one right now, though, right?
Which one are we doing?
The one.
The one that we've done before?
Yeah. It's a repeat for a lot of you guys out there, I'm sure.
We've never done it, but it's coming up.
He says we've never done it.
I do have to say that there's a lot of animals getting hurt in this edition of Not in the News News.
Not in the News News. Animal crazy.
All right, so if you're ready, let's do it.
Hey, do any animals flatulate in this news?
No.
No flatulating animals, people?
No.
So please don't call PETA.
No, don't call PETA.
Because there's no flatulence from the animals. Maybe from me.
All right, here we go.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
All right, we're going to get things started with Ashland, Oregon. A man in his 70s has been roaming around Ashland in the nude. That's right, in the nude.
I'm nude!
Little is known about the visitor who arrived in town from the Bay Area about 3 weeks ago.
It's a fucking mystery.
His lack of clothing has disturbed some residents and caused at least one girl to cry.
Oh, scandal.
But officials say he's not doing anything wrong, at least in the legal sense.
Oh, really? I'm moving in.
Okay, good. Benjamin, rip off that shirt. We gotta get you looped up.
No, I'm not taking naked pictures.
Oh, come on. Don't... Don't be embarrassed, you little shy guy.
All right?
I'll get naked with you.
Oh!
Yeah, anyway, at least they say he's not doing anything wrong, at least in the legal
sense. I'm confused. My brain's all twisted up.
And that's only because Oregon does not have any laws restricting nudity. But Ashland requires people to cover their genitals when downtown. So if you're going uptown, let it fly. But downtown, keep it covered. You'll be fine. To the best of our knowledge, he's never violated any public indecency laws. Not everyone is so relaxed with this idea.
Wow.
Late last week, the man appeared at an intersection near an elementary school just as students were walking home. Crossing guard Pamela Asa asked a friend to call police. A young girl just about to cross the street, she bursted into tears.
The fashion community will never take you seriously after this. Walk away with your dignity.
This little girl is going to be scarred for life, she said, adding the girl's mother and grandmother were also upset.
Really?
Yeah. I don't care about nudity, she said, but when you're dealing with kids, I care. The situation has reminded residents of last year's nudist visitor of the naked lady. Jennifer Moss would go through downtown wearing only a hemp G-string, and less than that, elsewhere.
Whoa.
In the city.
How old was she?
Under circumstances, formal dress is to be optional.
It doesn't say.
Oh.
She intended to enter Ashton's 4th of July parade free and independent of all clothing, but the G-string, the local Chamber of Commerce thwarted her plan, saying it sets the rules for its family-friendly parade. The police chief said that since nudists seems to find their way to Ashland with some frequency, parents might want to consider taking a proactive approach. If you think your child is likely to be offended or have issues with seeing naked people.
Naked! Buy them a blindfold.
Then maybe you should walk your child home from school or have a discussion with your child.
Yeah.
But you're living in a town that's weird. They have no laws about nudity except for if you're downtown, cover your junk.
That's awesome. That's and where is it in Ashland, Oregon?
Ashland, Oregon.
You know, it's cold there too. It'd make me look smaller than I really am. And it's already bad, so.
That's something too about Desert Fest, right? Because we talked on this show about how Brian grabbed your junk for no apparent reason.
He just wanted so humongous.
Yeah, he just kept poking him in the eye, and your balls were bouncing off his chin. I'm not quite sure what was going on, but at one point in the evening, and I hate to really break up the news, but I will forget if I don't talk about
it. So fucking weird.
One point in the evening on Friday. Nick is at the point where he's about ready to pass out.
Too much Sunny D.
He goes over to Paul's trailer. He's hanging out there. Rhonda gives him a drink, apparently, and he starts talking incoherently. And he's getting laughed at, and he left, whatever. And Rhonda came to me. She says, "Have you seen Nick?" I said,
"No."
"No, I haven't seen Nick. Like 20 minutes later, I go out to take a piss in the bush, and I look to the right of me down the trail. There's Nick. Because I put the flashlight on. I'm like, what the hell is that? It's Nick.
You thought it was a cow, right?
So I go over there, and I go over there to wake him up, and he's like, help me get back to camp, bro. So I pick him up, and we walk, and we're going through, we're getting closer to the RV, and there's Zach and everybody sitting around, and he goes, is Nick going to be all right? He's going to be fine. Now, he was warned, first person to pass out was going to get covered in silly string, which happened. So in the process of him being passed out in the RV, later on, as the evening progresses, I'm sitting there and I go...
Drunk as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, really drunk. And I go out there to take another piss. And it's so quiet out there. Like 3 o'clock in the morning. It's dark. It's just so quiet. And I'm
stars.
And I'm sitting
there. Kind of romantic.
Oh, it's kind of romantic. Which kind of disturbed me about the rest of the story. I'm sitting there and I'm taking a piss. And it's just one of those moments where you're just standing there and you're like...
I suppose.
And it's that long, drunk piss just before you go to bed. Yeah. The real good one.
Yeah.
You're like, then all of a sudden I hear, cross the streams, bro. And I look down and Brian is standing next to me taking a piss. And we're crossing the streams like we're fucking Ghostbusters or something. Like, crossing the streams, bro. We're all finished, and he says to me, that's probably the gayest thing I've ever done. Really?
Yeah, I beg to differ, sir.
Let's back up here for a minute. Crossing streams is the gayest thing you've ever done. I would believe just fondling Mike for no reason whatsoever, yep, to see if there was a sock.
And I bet you he's gone upstream once or twice.
I was like, are you kidding me? That's the gayest thing I've ever done.
You mean today?
In fact, I have to applaud Nick because Nick gave him the best.
Oh, that's right.
He gave him the best name out there, Brian. Yes. Brian.
Brian. Brian.
This guy's in the military. This guy's in the military, and I've never heard anybody piss and moan more than this guy. We were playing drinking games, and I swear to God, you would have thought we forced him to fucking play.
And he's in the Army, right?
And he's in the Army, but he get all fucked up from all these drinking games, and then he'd be like, I'm going to play, but I'm going to stop drinking when I want. Like, that's not
the fucking game,
that's
idiot.
Not how it works.
You tard.
You know, here you have Nick. Here you have Nick that's not even old enough to be drinking. He's so drunk he's pissing into fucking water bottles because he hasn't won the prize to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And you have this fucking guy that's lived in Iraq for fucking years, and, oh, I need water and air conditioning now, stat. I'm not going to make it.
Yeah. I'm giving it up. She's gut, Captain.
Right.
I can't push it, ladies.
I can't do it, Captain. I can't. This guy's an idiot. And now I know he listens to my show. He's like, I'm trying to catch up on all the shows you and Mike talk about. Me. I'm like, there's 400 of them.
Yeah, yeah. Try every show.
Yeah, just listen to everyone since Mike started.
Yeah, I know.
Especially,
right?
After you grabbed his junk.
Yeah.
But God forbid, that's not gay. But crossing streams out in the middle
of the
desert, that's gay.
That is, yeah.
And it was really, you know, I was, you know, if you're going to cross streams and sneak up on somebody, at least massage my neck first.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Give me a little rub down.
Yeah, give me a little thrill.
Get the stress out. Help me just get that extra ounce out of my bladder, you know?
I was like, are you kidding me? Like, wow, what a douchebag.
Crossing the streams.
So I have this, like, I had this homemade ice cream maker, right? And we take it out there, and it's like a ball. It looks like a hamster wheel. Like one of those hamster balls you put them in, and they roll around. But you make ice cream out of it.
With a hamster inside,
this thing,
right?
Has survived, I don't know how many desert fests. And we make ice cream out there every year. He's chucking this thing up in the air like 4 or 5 feet. And I'm like,
he's going to kill the hamster.
There's no hamster in there.
Oh.
But I'm like, dude, you don't have to throw it like that. You'll break it. He goes, it's cool. And then he throws it the second time after I tell him not to do it. It crashes and busts. And he goes, no, it's cool. There's no crack. So he starts tossing around like you're supposed to. Everything's leaking out. So it's...
Yeah, and it's pulled out this milky white substance. Yeah. So he's used to it.
So it sits in the... So here it is. I mean, you can't make ice cream now because the thing's fucking broke. And it's sitting in the sun.
Yeah.
And
it's like, it's well over like 35 degrees. Well over it.
Yeah, it's like 100 degrees out there. And it sat there for like an hour and a half.
Ooh.
And you can put anything you want in these, in the, you know, we were doing Reese's Pieces, you know, you can mix it all.
I love those.
So when it's all done, you get, you know, a nice ice cream and you get Reese's Pieces in there. Well.
Thank you, E.T., by the way, for inventing those.
Thank you. And he after an hour and a half, goes, does anybody want this milkshake? And he fucking drinks it, right? And then he goes, just to let you know, they lose their candy shell and milk.
Wow.
Right?
Thank you, Albert
so
fucking Einstein.
So he spends, now he spends... I'm gonna have to start the news over because this is like way.
Yeah, let's keep it going.
So he just said he goes they lose their candy shell and milk, right?
Right.
Now he's not eating anything differently than we are because we're all in the same camp. We're all making the same food. Right. We're all drinking the same drinks, right? He is so fucking sick.
Well, the thing is he's used to warm protein. So he didn't understand.
But wait. So he, like this is what a douchebag he is, right? So the first night we make dinner, right? And everybody's sitting around, and so like we're all like I'm dishing up for everybody, and then there's just a little bit left. So I'm like, is there anybody else? There's no comment. So I take the last of the food because I
you don't want
it.
Leftovers.
Yeah. Right, so I took the last of it. And then he goes, what? I don't get to eat? I'm like, I just said anybody else. So I give him all the food. I said, fine, you have to do the dishes. The douchebag fucking walks out, doesn't do dishes. Saturday, sleeps for 16 hours because he's sick, thinking it's from the drinking games that he fucking played, not to think that it's the curdled milk that sat in the sun that he drank, because I'm going to have a milkshake because I don't want to go to waste.
Well, like I said, you know, he's got experience with that type of thing.
Then Johnny was out there, and he's sitting there. We all go to the store, right? So it's Johnny and just a few others sitting around. I guess... Crying Brian sitting in his chair reading a book, and he's got this real angry looking look on his face, and Johnny's like, what's wrong with this? I'm getting mad because I'm not having a good time. It's like, well, fucking read a different book.
Yeah.
Go do something.
Let me tell you what ends. Harry Potter dies, okay?
And then this guy, who's bigger than me, says to me when he finds out we go on two hikes, he goes, you went on two hikes? I was like, yeah, I do it all the time. He goes, well, you could stand to lose a few pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, pal.
Yeah, thanks.
You want to go cross the streams real quick?
Yeah. Go Bankers.
Yeah. Oh, God. Gross.
So, I'm thinking, that was our little desert fest. Anything? Johnny, what can you say? At one point...
I did hear he asked for another milkshake.
At one point, everybody was so irritated with him. Saturday night, we're all watching the bands, and he's, you know, he's... Me and Brian, and he gets up to Johnny, and Johnny leans over to me and goes, if he gets in my face one more time, I'm knocking him out. Like, everybody was so
That's
irritated.
Awesome.
It was, you know, there's not a lot of pictures of Brian at Desert Fest because I didn't take any.
Yeah, why bother, right?
Dude, cross the streams. I don't want to cross the street.
I don't want to. I don't even want to cross the street with you.
I don't even want to. Yeah, I don't even want you here,
yeah.
Let alone anything else. Yeah.
Why don't you go find a rock? Get your head smashed on it or something.
Yeah, he was like, just go with it, dude. Cross the streams.
Cross them. You could just hear, come sail away.
Come sail away.
Sail away with me.
So, like, he goes out. We're getting ready to leave Sunday. And he goes out and he's like, I'm sick. I'm still sick. It's from all the drinking. It's not from the drinking.
From the milkshake.
From the milkshake.
That gross-ass
we milkshake. It hadn't clicked with us yet that that's what it was.
It wasn't until the ride home, right?
Yeah, it was on the ride home. But he, there's a hole that we had dug next to the trailer because we were gonna
take a shit
to do some cooking out there.
Oh, yeah.
And
of course, why else would you dig a hole?
So the old tent poles that didn't survive the windstorm we threw in there, and he throws up all over them.
Oh.
Right. And, so Zach thought he would take the opportunity to go. Well, great, dude. I was going to take those home, but I guess you'll have to cover them. So he got the shovel and he started filling in the hole.
Oh.
That's the most work that guy did the entire weekend.
That's it.
And what's great about it is my ex-roommate Pinto was out there, and we did all the we did the cooking out there, and we cooked this lamb under the coals and covered it in dirt, and we just cooked it all day. And it was so good, and Pinto was like, if anybody pukes from drinking tonight, you're going to owe me $5 for barfing up this great meal.
Oh.
So he threw up, and the next day Brian gave Pinto money. And Brian's like, and Pinto was like, what's this for? And he goes, Oh, it's because I threw up, and you said anybody that threw up the food, you'd have to pay. He goes, oh, thanks, and put the money. And then Brian walked away, and he goes, I was fucking joking, but okay, I'll take $5.
Sweet.
Yeah, what a douchebag. And if he's, I think he pretty much knows that, you know, he's wore out his welcome.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, I don't want to be with Krista. I'm in love with this girl that's in Texas, and I'm going to move to Texas, but I just want to bang Krista while I'm here. And I'm like, well, don't do that, because when you leave, she's going to be upset, and I have to deal with it. And he goes, well, I just wanted to be your best friend, but that role's already been taken. I'm like, you were friends with her 15 years ago in high school.
Yeah. Dude, come on now.
Yeah, I was like, wow. And I go, just stop. I go, if you have no interest in doing it, you should. Oh, that's why I didn't even want to come on this trip, because I knew it was going to happen. I go, well, you could sleep in one of the extra tents.
Yeah, or not come. He was just hoping for a milkshake.
He actually said this to her. He actually said this to her Saturday night, and it sent her in tears. Now, Chris is a good friend of mine, and
yeah,
I felt really bad because he...
We love you, Chris.
He took advantage of her while she was drunk and had sex with her, and then kicked her out of the RV and said, you need to sleep in the tent tonight.
Ouch.
And I was like, she paid for your half of the RV. If anybody's sleeping in the tent, it's going to be you. Why don't you mind your own business? I go, her crying? My business.
Yep.
And he just looked at me, and he didn't say anything else, and I wanted him to fall asleep so bad so we could cover him with spray adhesive and all that we planned.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yep. We were doing the news.
Oh!
We were doing the news. Sorry. Let's get back into it.
All right, yeah. That's what we got next.
This is a great story out of Stanwood, Washington.
Hmm. Oh, right next to Oregon.
Oh, the humanity!
Oh, this one.
Yeah, this is a good one. Thousands of chickens were killed at a poultry farm in a large, I'm sorry, in a large three-arm blaze.
Popeye's chicken is fucking awesome.
It's not bad.
That sucks so bad. The poor chickens. Do you realize every firefighter is in there like, we better eat them quick before they cool down.
The fire broke out around midnight, and flames quickly engulfed the three large buildings.
Holy smoke!
And shortly thereafter, the barbecue sauce plant was robbed.
Tanker trucks were needed to bring in water, complicating firefighters' efforts.
And A1 steak sauce.
This is a very large, intense firefight, Chief Christian Davis said. The three buildings, each about 60 feet wide and 600 feet long, burned to the ground with chickens inside.
No! Jeez, mister. You're even hungrier than I am.
It was reported later that Colonel Sanders did shed a tear.
Firefighters estimated the damage at $2.2
million. From a chicken.
Yeah.
$2.2 million in chicken.
Chicken.
In chicken. Try turning that into the casino cage.
Yeah. Ooh. Now, when I tell you about this next story, I know you're going to immediately think you've been invited to dinner at Scanlon.
Oh, nice.
Because China has put a stop to the snake bitten cock in a pot.
Oh, my God. That son of a bitch pulled that one on me a couple days ago.
That's right.
This is the best thing I have ever put in my mouth.
Chinese health authorities are putting a stop to restaurants serving chickens which have been bitten to death by a poisonous snake and cooked up for supposedly detoxing meal.
Fucking weird, dude.
The dish served by a small number of eateries in the southern province of, I love the name of this, and I'm sure Chris would love to stay there, Dungadong.
Get your cock in a pot of Dungadong.
And the southwestern city of Chongqing generated a storm of publicity and controversy in the Chinese media amongst bloggers. A video showing a cook holding a snake and forcing it to bite a live chicken.
From a chicken.
That's right. And I actually found the video that they're talking about.
It's intense?
No joke. It's intense. It's so intense that I will have to put it on the website when this is actually... You can actually see it. Yeah, the snake.
Oh,
We'll put the video up so you guys can see it at rockincomedyshow.com. But a lot of people are upset about it. It's disgusting and real cruel. Not only is it cruel and a bloody thirst, but total immoral. Health authorities in Guangdong have already told restaurants to stop serving poisonous snake-bitten chicken. Although nobody has been poisoned, this is at a very least is an irregular way of slaughtering poultry. You think?
Don't slaughter your cock, okay?
So I was like, wow, that's weird.
No cock slaughtering.
Yes, the animal cruelty on the show today continues.
I'm sorry, PETA. Yeah. Please don't sue us.
It's going to be fun. They'll get through this one. Seven bowls exploded and caught fire after power lines fell on a dairy farm in New Zealand.
You're crazy!
No, it's the truth.
Oh, my
God.
The
incident happened north of Auckland. Dave Taylor, who leases the farm, said he got a phone call from his father, who was driving along the motorway.
Holy shit!
Telling him his cow...
You're fucking cows!
Telling him his cows were exploding.
There's shit everywhere!
Holy cow!
he says, I found seven dead and on fire.
Wow. Rumor has it, there's a follow-up to that story.
Wait, it's not done.
There's more to that story?
Yes. Three bulls were electrocuted. After the power lines fell, and four were killed when they walked into the live area. Now,
this
is actually the sad part of the story.
Okay.
Not the seven cows died.
Yeah.
But the story wraps up with saying a hedgehog was also killed.
Oh.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, this little kid is so cute.
Poor Sonic.
Rumor has it, the follow-up to that story is there was a local gang of sheep that are actually responsible for the down power line. Apparently they had some type of dispute in regards to turf. Don't piss off sheep. Okay, they mean blood.
Now, this story's not intended to be funny, but one, it took place in Kentucky.
Which is kind of weird.
Which is funny.
That's where the colonel's from.
And the fact that the age of the parents, well, at least the mother, is funny.
It's but sad.
It's probably not funny if you live in Kentucky.
Yeah.
But,
no, it's because it's regular.
A toddler died at the Wayne County Hospital after drinking caustic chemicals related to the production of methamphetamine. That's right.
You know what the penalty is for murder in this country?
You're about to find out. His 14-year-old mother and 19-year-old father have been charged with murder. That's right. Murder.
I figured out what to do with our sinner children.
With the death of their 20-month-old, both are also charged with manufacturing methamphetamine.
Whoa!
The mother's name not released by Kentucky State Police because of her age. Police identified the father as Brian Daniels of Monticello. Four others from Monticello have been charged in relation with the incident.
Wow!
Other adults charged with manufacturing the drug as well. Danny Anderson, 26, James Hunt, 24. Alicia Dickens, 21, and Wesley Bell, 24.
Alicia what?
Dickens.
Dickens who?
The child was pronounced
Dickens
dead in...
Brian.
Cross the streams, bro. The child was pronounced dead in the emergency room at Wayne County Hospital. The group apparently was operating out of two homes in the Boston Hill Road area.
That sucks, man.
That sucks. But I just think it's funny that she's 14.
Yeah, that and that hedgehog could have been really young, too.
another animal story, if you can believe it. A New York man has been arrested for buying drugs with a slaughtered pig.
What?
Yep. Syracuse, New York. It was a simpler sort of drug trade. Syracuse police say a 45-year-old man offered a slaughtered pig as partial payment for a bag of crack cocaine.
What you have done is wrong.
For crack. People will do the craziest fucking shit for crack, you know?
They say two men were spotted making the deal on a street corner.
People who do that should be arrested.
Angelo Colon of Fulton was arrested on a misdemeanor drug possession charge, and 42-year-old Omar Velez faces a felony drug sale charge. Police say they paid half a pig.
And this is the thing. You know that wasn't his pig. He found it.
But there's still the funny part that we're going to get here in a minute. Police say that he paid half a pig and $10 for a $50 bag of crack. Velez told police the pig was for a celebration for a relative being released from jail.
I do not wish to go back to the slammer.
While officers were arresting the suspect, someone took the pig.
No way. Jacked it.
Police don't know if the men have lawyers.
What? They have lawyers?
Yeah.
They only had half a pig and $10. That makes you think they can buy a lawyer.
Now, this story is just funny in general. I didn't do any sound bites with it because it didn't need any help. But this is the one that you thought we've already covered.
Oh, yes.
Two Russian tourists who challenged a Florida law prohibiting sexual relationships with a porcupine have had to undergo a lengthy treatment for genital inflammation. Anton, 32, and Yevon, 30, residents of St. Petersburg, were spending their vacation in the United States with a group of friends. At some point in their journey, the two got a hold of a booklet listing the weirdest U.S. laws. Since they were in Florida, their attention was drawn to a Florida law prohibiting sex with porcupines, which we mentioned earlier.
Yes, we did.
After a good deal of whiskey, the Russians felt curious about what might have prompted the law and went in search of the animal. Within 1 hour, a porcupine was found, and Anton and Yevon were drunk and brave enough to take off their pants and approach it. They immediately knew something was peculiar.
The porcupine did.
The next morning after they wake up, they're both standing at Cedars-Sinai Clinic in Los Angeles. So they were flown from Florida to L.A.
Wow.
They were amazed. Doctors plucked porcupine needles from their penises.
Penis. Wow.
Had the two not fled from Florida quickly enough, they would have had to face the law they had breached. Back in Russia, both men had to undergo a lengthy treatment of inflammation.
Jesus, dude.
Caused by the porcupine needles. Obviously, if that's not weird about the porcupine, obviously the two learned nothing from the story of the Russian man who in January lost half of his penis after trying to force a raccoon into oral sex. And that, my friend, is why we have the love sheet.
That is why.
That is why we have the love sheet.
It's safe, it comes with a repair kit, and it never talks back.
All right, so we have...
Love sheet, baby love sheet.
We have,
love sheep, baby!
We have two left. Two seasonal Yellowstone National Park concession workers have been fired. They've been fired after a live webcam caught them urinating into the Old Faithful geyser.
Ugh.
Oh, man, if that shows up on YouTube, I'm serious. What kind of torture is this? Couldn't you just drill my teeth or shove bamboo under my nails or something?
Pork spokesman Al Nassis, a 23-year-old man, was fined $750 and placed on 3 years of unsupervised probation for urinating, being off trail in a restricted area, and taking items from the area.
Wow.
The man was also banned from Yellowstone National Park for 2 years.
Damn.
The second employee case is still pending.
You gotta be kidding me.
The park's dispatch center was called after someone watching a webcam on the geyser saw six employees leaving the trail and walking on Old Faithful. The geyser was not erupting at the time. Well, thank God.
Yeah, that'd be really stupid. La la la.
I don't know how I got burned. I don't know how I got burned.
Yeah. I'm sorry, officer.
And
I didn't know I couldn't do that.
Our final story this week of Not in the News takes place in Port St. Lucie.
Woo-hoo.
That's right. We have one story from there today. A 23-year-old Port St. Lucie man is in county jail on charges of assaulting his mother with a 3-foot sword.
You're the best mom in the whole world.
Now let me take your damn head off.
Matthew A. Bider is charged with felony aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and felony tampering with witnesses and hindering communication to a law enforcement officer.
With a sword. With a sword.
A 3-foot sword. The affidavit states, Bider took the sword out of the sheath and threatened his mother. The woman called 911 saying, "I'm in trouble. Come quickly." How come we didn't have that 911 call?
I know, right? That'd be great.
But the it'll come up next week, probably. By the phone disconnected before she could provide dispatcher with information. The phone disconnected because he pulled the main breaker to the fuse box, disconnecting the power to the home. Before police arrived, Bider left the home, but canine officers found him hiding in a nearby vacant lot. He is in St. Port Lucie County Jail on no bail.
A sword. Has nobody ever heard of a gun in Port St. Lucie? Sandwiches.
Yeah, sandwiches. Chili.
Somebody, that lady drop kicked that officer in the shin.
Macaroni and cheese. That lady assaulted a guy with macaroni and cheese.
The guy bit the elevator. I don't even know what that was, but...
No, that wasn't Port St. Lucie.
And the guy with the sword, like, nobody has ever heard of a gun in Port St. Lucie.
No.
It's just like, what
that's
is that?
It's too easy.
What? A gun? What?
We're going to take a break. When we come back, Mike's going to have a how-to.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be, is this the Scanlon one or are we warming up? Because I know you got two.
Whichever.
Yeah, let's see. We can do them both. I think they're both good.
Yeah, they're both good. I can do them both.
Because we haven't done any video of you doing it in a while, and I think the first one you talked about.
Yeah, we can do the first one first.
We're going to have to probably have Nick film it.
The first one first, and the second one we'll do second.
Yeah. We'll be back right after this.
I wasn't going to school because I was just making money stealing cars. And one day, I was put into juvie for 2 stolen cars, robbery of a house, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Well, I was 10 when I first got involved with drugs. I skipped school because, you know, nobody cared. I mean, I was on drugs, and my mom didn't really care because she was on drugs. She was never home.
When I first got pregnant, school was not important to me, so I dropped out. And now that I'm 15, I have 2 babies.
I was heading nowhere. I just thought the only way I can make something out of my life is that if I get an education. One day I was locked up. That's when I really realized that, I mean, it wasn't for me. Like, I was only in there 2 months, but to me, that was enough. It'd be better for me to stay in school, just get my education.
I still need to go to school to make it for myself. Stay in school. Give yourself a chance.
I think I'm happier now. I know I'm happier now.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
I'm sick of dealing with you. I'm sick of...
I work 6 days a week. Who do you think you
are?
Don't you ever talk back to me again! You just shut up!
What a child learns about violence.
What are you crying about, little brat?
A child learns for life.
Central, we have suspects from earlier assault in custody. Male, 15 years of age.
Teach carefully. We're ACT, adults and children together, against violence. And if you're a parent or caregiver... We can help you teach your child how to rise above violence, not succumb to it. Visit actagainstviolence.org for details or call 877-ACT-WISE for a free brochure. Call today, 877-ACT-WISE, and stop violence before it starts. This message brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Psychological Association, and the National Association for the Education of Young Children.
Hold on a second, Max. Pause the game. Why hasn't she called me back? He just called her. Becky, it's me. Pick up the phone. I know you see my number on your caller ID.
Here he goes again.
You're starting to piss me off. Why haven't you called me back? This is the 4th message I left you.
Listen to him.
You do not want to get me mad. Number 1, I told you not to go out. Number 2, I told you to check in with me. Why are you always doing this to me?
Does he think he owns her?
Who do you think you are? You do not want me to get ugly.
Should I say something?
What, are you stupid or something? Call me back. Can't believe the way she treats me.
The way she treats you? How about the way you treat her, man?
Speak up. Just because it isn't physical, doesn't mean it's not abuse.
To learn more, go to seeitandstopit.org. This public service message is brought to you by the Teen Action Campaign, the Family Violence Prevention Fund, and the Ad Council.
I've got a pop quiz for you. How well can you do? What's the last magazine you bought at the checkout line? What's the last book your kid checked out of the library? Who did your basketball team pick in the draft? Who did your kid pick to sit next to in lunch? Name a book on the bestseller list. Name a book in your kid's backpack. Who is president of the United States? Who is president of your kid's student council? Can you name three R&B artists? Can you name three artists your kid studied in school?
Know what really matters. When you know all about your kid's school, you know all about your kid. Not only will your relationship benefit, so will your kid. When kids have parents involved in their school, they have higher grades, better attendance, and more self-esteem. Visit www.pta.org to find 100 simple ways to get involved. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
The image in your mind flickers like an old newsreel. You watch soldiers moving forward in the snow. Women in overalls assemble propellers for fighter planes. In a stormy sea, a battleship signals in Morse code. But there are other images of World War II. A young man in uniform dances with his bride. A sailor hugs his children. Images from your family's photo album. The great generation that won World War II were the sweethearts and newlyweds who became our parents and grandparents. They were our family's heroes. Yet there is no national memorial to honor their achievement. It's time to say thank you. I'm Tom Hanks. Please join me in helping to build the National World War II Memorial on the Mall in Washington, D.C. Call 1-800-639-4WW2. That's 1-800-639-4992.
A public service message from the American Battle Monuments Commission, the Ad Council, and this station.
It's Crazy Jay.
Stupid idea.
Way to go, stupid.
Stupid.
Yep, that's me. I'm that stupid.
Ooga chaka, 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 ooga chaka.
I can't stop this squealing deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize how you set me free.
When you find me with your chain so tight, you let me know. You're whipping me. Licorice whips of candy, they stick to my behind. Girl, you got me panting for another length of twine.
All the good lust, when we're all alone, beat me up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on, everybody. You're whipping me.
One more time, a cappella.
My backside is feeling.
Cause you're whipping me.
Cause you're whipping me.
Watch this fade out.
Ooga chaka, ooga chaka, ooh.
See my quack above my Levi's.
loved us when the band was hot. Now we're gonna give it one more shot. We're getting old, we must be crazy. We're putting on the makeup again. It covers up a bunch of wrinkled skin. You bring the bread, we'll make the gravy.
You keep on spending, we'll keep on singing.
Would you like to see my liver spots?
Can you drive us home if we get sleepy?
If the shirts keep on selling, we'll keep on yelling.
Your attention, if you please. Really wanna give you a warning, 'cause I found out this morning about a dangerous, insidious computer virus. If you should get any mail with a subject stinky cheese, better not go taking the chances. Under no circumstances should you open it, or else it will translate your documents into Swahili. Make your TV record Chile. Nuclear tests, then give your laundry. It's gonna make your computer screen freeze.
Look out!
Erase the Easter eggs off your DVDs.
Look out!
Erase your hard drive and your backups too, and the hard drive of anyone related to you.
Virus alert! You need immediately before someone gets hurt.
Forward this message on to everybody. Soon, very soon, it will make all the pain feel off your wall. Give your poodle a hickey and invest your cash in stock in your own Disney. Then it will tie up your phone, making crank long distance calls. It'll set your box back an hour.
Try fogging the showers on your trash now, or else it will decide to give you a permanent wedgie. Legally change your name to Reggie. Even mess up the pH balance in your pool. Look out, it's gonna melt your face right out your skull.
Look out,
and make your iPod only play General Tull.
Look out,
and tell you knock knock to while you're trying to sleep.
Look out,
and make you physically attracted to sheep.
Look out,
steal your identity and your credit card.
Look out,
buy you a warehouse full of pink leotard.
Look out,
then cause a major rip in time and space, and leave a bunch of squeaky rappers all over the place. Let's ride it, some
virus alert.
She needs immediately before someone gets hurt. Forward this message on to everybody.
Virus alert.
She needs immediately before someone gets hurt. Forward this message on to everybody. Warn all your friends, send it to everybody. Tell everyone, you know, tell everybody now. If you get infected, you'll wish you had never been born. So before it emails your grandmother all of your porn, turn off your computer and make sure it powers down. Drop it in a 43-foot hole in the ground. Bury it completely, rocks and boulders should be fine. Then burn all the clothes you may have worn anytime you were alive.
Virus alert.
You need immediately before someone gets hurt. Forward this message onto everybody.
Virus alert.
You need immediately before someone gets hurt. Forward this message onto everybody.
Listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm Crazy Jay. Mad Mike. Mad Mike is in the house. She got to meet Dino Mike. He was unable to do the show while he was in town, but
I got to see him for a couple seconds anyway. I think he fell asleep.
Yeah. Well, it took a while for you to come around.
It took a little bit.
You know, he was out here for his speed racer stuff. Good job on that. He's kicking ass with that stuff.
I think you should turn us into speed racer characters.
We talked about it. We should be like, you know,
badass
the villain. Be like,
cartoon.
Trixie, I have to go race Crazy Jay again.
That's right.
Man, Mike's throwing bananas at the monkey. Be careful, Speed. Last time they gave you herpes.
Yeah.
No. Write that down, Mike.
Write it down. That's a whole fucking epic story right there. How Speed got herpes.
All because of Crazy Jay and Mad Mike.
The tale of two twins. And their herpes.
The tale of two herpes.
The tale of two herpes.
That's the episode.
And a rabbit
That's
panda.
The new episode coming out on Cartoon Network.
The tale of two herpes.
Speed Racer and the tale of two herpes. Yes.
And the attack of the rabbit panda.
Anyway, if you want to contact Mad Mike, send him an email.
Mm-hmm. Salami Joe at Yahoo. Well, no, it's not me.
I hurt my spleen at Yahoo.com. You can also find him on Facebook at Junk McGee.
Yep. And on,
you're not making it hard for people to find if you make your profile picture you.
I know, right? Oh, is it me? On what? Yahoo?
On Facebook.
I have my picture on Facebook?
Yes.
I do?
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's right. I'm supposed to, right?
You had a fake one up there before.
Oh, yeah, it was a kid that got into a whole bunch of chocolate, which is kind of like me.
And you can also find him on MySpace. Don't tase me, bro.
I should put a picture of a walrus up there.
Now, we haven't put any video of you doing any how-tos up in a while, because they've just been...
We just kind of moseying.
Not anything really visual, but you told me this one.
Yeah,
I think it's definitely camera worthy.
Yes.
So let's get to it.
Is it rolling? No.
Oh,
I heard sound.
Did you hear it?
I did. All right, we're rolling.
All right, so this is a how-to.
Yes.
By Mad Mike.
Where's my music? Damn it.
It'll be later.
Yeah. Thank you.
Post-production.
Jesus.
Just pretend it's there.
I can't work under these conditions. All right. Backwards. Are your dance moves lacking? Then you too can learn the art of the pelvic thrust. That's right, ladies and gents and folks and kids and grandsons and...
Crying Brian
and aunts. I'm sure there's a lot of aunts out there who listen to the show with their sonic ray eye beams. They just pick it up. Okay?
To anybody that's quite possibly listening to the show.
Yes. And psychics, I'm sure they'd already know about the show because they're psychic. Right. They don't even need to listen.
No, they don't.
That's the cool thing about psychics. I'm sure it's a psychic. And everybody who's got ESPN, right? It's kind of like being psychic.
Not ESPN. ESP.
Or ESPN2, even. You know, if you can't afford the original ESPN, I guess. All right, anyway. How to pelvic thrust, people. All right? I'm going to teach you. Because here, let's put this into perspective. You're out there on the dance floor. You've already mopped the floor, okay? You've already gone through the sprinklers, okay? You've already rolled the dice. What do you do next, huh? What do you do? You don't know anything. You haven't been on the dance floor in 20 years. It's totally changed. You're not about to go some John Travolta shit on their ass. You'll probably poke somebody in the eye. You don't want to do that, right? You don't want to get kicked out. You didn't come wearing your bell bottoms. I'm going to teach you how to pelvic thrust, okay? This is mostly for the guys. Chicks can do it too. But it's mostly for the guys, I think. You know? I think it's definitely a dude thing. Dude Meister. First off, you got to bend your knees. This is the thing, people. Your knees are important. Take care of them, you know? You do some shit straight-legged, you could wind up, pulling a muscle, just fucking some shit up. And next thing you know, you're walking like some crazy-ass hybrid, what are those, goat men? You know, you don't want to be like that, okay? So make sure you shave your legs. There's no way to pelvic thrust like a big, strong man unless you bend your dang legs, okay?
You gotta see this.
Bend them, okay? Clench your fist like this. Okay. Like that. And you gotta, okay, the face, okay? It's all about the face, people. Okay? Gotta do that, Skevio. Show your intentions. Like Eddie Griffin, you know? Yes. I'm about to fucking do this shit. Clench your fist in front of you with your arms slightly bent. You know, it's just this bend thing going on. Don't do this, okay? It's not how you pelvic thrust, okay? You don't pelvic thrust. You don't do that, okay? That's bad. It's bad news, okay? What you do is also slightly stick your butt out behind you. Just slightly, okay? We'll talk about degrees later. We'll get all astrophysics scientist stuff on it later, okay? But right now...
You know what's great is he's doing all these great camera angles.
I know, that's
and
good.
And it's going to be sideways and it's not going to change.
What?
If he does it lengthwise,
oh.
It's going to
oh.
be on this side.
It's all right, though. He's doing good.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
You're doing all right.
Oh, fuck.
You're doing all right.
Don't worry. Don't worry. I'm still posting it. Now it's even funnier.
That's even better. That's great. And I'll be like, it's our own special effects group.
Special effects group.
Yeah, Nick FX. It can be yours for just $9.95.
I like that. Oh, fuck! Because that's what it's like when he's playing video games.
Yeah,
I don't hear anything else, and then I just hear, fuck! He's playing Rock Band, he messes up, fuck!
Damn it! I fucked it up. Okay, next.
Sorry.
That was step two.
Yeah.
Step three. Thrust your pelvis area forward whilst bringing your arms, still bent and clenched, back up behind you.
Okay.
Behind you. Return to your initial position. Repeat steps 3 and 5 until you impress every lady you know with your awesome new dance move, okay? Some tips, okay? Be loose. Don't worry about what people are thinking with said dance move, okay? They're just being dumb. They're just being gay. They don't know what it is, okay? They're just busting some fucking moves. You probably shouldn't do this one around your grandma or your mom. They might think that's a little weird. Okay. Change things up. Okay. Oh, change things up. So we're going to go over a couple different styles. First off, you got your regular, right? You got this one. See that? That's it. Like Michael Jordan. And then what you do is you can get pretty crazy.
one hand out. The other one comes back, okay?
People listening, go to the website and watch the video.
And then, when the music gets like hyper, it's like... Just like that. I think I just pulled a groin muscle.
And my dog.
I pulled your dog's muscle. That's it. That's all it covers. That's how to do pelvic thrust. I hope you learned from this. This is like an instructional video. Normally, I do charge $49.95. But if you're listening to the Crazy J Show, it's free.
Nice.
All for you.
Right on. Well, we're going to...
broke this, and we'll stay up.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back with more of the show. And then you're going to be back with a very special how-to.
Oh, very special.
Very special. So we'll be back.
That go together well, my Michelle. Michelle, I love you, I love you, I I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
I'm at the bills I have to pay. I don't care what my mom smokes pot. It's the bottle and the ride to the rock. Fuck it, right, and it's all the same. Living with Louis Dog's the only way to stay sane.
Let the loving come back to me.
Skydiving was definitely the scariest thing I've ever done. Let me ask you this question in regards to the skydiving. What is the point of the helmet in the skydiving? I mean, can you kind of make it? You jump out of that plane, that chute doesn't open. The helmet is now wearing you for protection. Later on, the helmet's talking with the other helmets, going, it's a good thing he was there, or I would have hit the ground directly. There are many things that we could point to as proof that the human being is not smart. The helmet is my personal favorite. The fact that we had to invent the helmet. Now, why did we invent the helmet? Well, because we were participating in many activities that were cracking our heads. We looked at the situation. We chose not to avoid these activities, but to just make little plastic hats so that we can continue our head-cracking lifestyles. The only thing dumber than the helmet is the helmet law, the point of which is to protect a brain that is functioning so poorly, it's not even trying to stop the cracking of the head that it's in. At least the helmet is functional clothing. I appreciate that. Clothing, to me, for the most part, is just a tremendous pain in the ass. If you think of the amount of time, mental effort, physical energy that goes into your clothes, picking them, buying them, does that go with that? I don't think I can wear that. Oh, I'm missing a button. This is dirty. I got to get something new. That's up my ass. Can't wear this. I think we should all wear the same exact clothes because it seems to be what happens eventually anyway. Anytime you see a movie or a TV show where there's people from the future or another planet, they're all wearing the same outfit. I think the decision just gets made. All right, everyone, from now on, it's just going to be the one-piece silver suit with the V-stripe and the boots. That's the outfit. We're going to be visiting other planets. We want to look like a team here. The individuality thing is over. The dry cleaner I can't stand, because I don't think he's doing it. I don't know what goes on back there, but I cannot conceive of such a thing as actual dry cleaning. We all accept it because we see the stores everywhere. But think about it. Dry? Well, what is dry? You can't clean something dry. What do? Tap it, shake it, blow on it? There's got to be some kind of a liquid back there. Did you ever get something on your clothes and get it off with a fingernail? That's dry cleaning. That is the only dry cleaning. I brought this guy in a suede jacket, got spots on it because I was in the rain. Says there's nothing we can do. Water ruins leather. Now, aren't cows outdoors a lot of the time? When it rains, do the cows go up to the farmhouse? Hey, let us in. We're all wearing leather out here. Hey, open up, man. I'm suede. Dry clean only, I would say, though, is the only warning label that human beings do respect. You know what I mean? Cigarettes, this will give you cancer, emphysema, it'll definitely kill you, babies, everything, screw it. I'll do whatever the hell I want. Don't take this medicine and operate heavy machinery. Ah, glug, 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 that's for beginners. People that don't know what the hell is happening. I've been working on this shop for 20 years. But if you have something that says dry clean only and someone tries to put it in the washing machine, don't put it in the washing machine, dry clean only, you're crazy, out of your mind.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm your host, Crazy Jay. Mad Mike is here.
I am here.
Nick is here.
I was over there.
Ladies, you can find him on my MySpace page if you want to send Nick some email.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. He's doing Nick's picks now. Maybe he'll, pick the best MySpace girl or something. And,
ooh. Yeah.
You never know what he's going to do with that segment. It could be pretty good.
Yeah. That'd be nice. That'd be nice.
Did you see the pictures of him covered in the silly string?
Yeah, they were awesome, dude. You guys got to check those out. Those are fantastic.
The first initial one, he just jumps up. He's like, what the fuck? And he just goes back down.
Yeah, and that's the sequence. People might think it's out of sequence, but it's not. That's exactly how it went down. That's the best
part. And it's great because then there's a picture of Paul. And I don't have any of the other pictures yet, but they're going to get posted at the Desert Fest page soon. But people came in like... You gotta love your friends like Rhonda, because she went around and gathered everybody and said, come here, you gotta see this. And then everybody came in and lined up and were taking pictures next to him.
Nice.
And he became Silly String Boy when he's dancing around Saturday night.
You were Barstow's version of the world's largest thermometer for a day.
You know what? He had Barstow candy, but Crying Brian had a Barstow milkshake.
Oh. Yeah, candy, okay. Don't do the Barstow milkshake. That's my item.
Hey. There's no color if you leave it
at And you should know, Brian.
They lose their candy shell. Well, you've lost your freaking candy shell on the outside of your head, too.
Yeah.
Seriously. Dude, you're going to break it? I'm not going to break it.
It's broke.
What'd you just do? Broke it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Dang it. Dang it all to hell.
Like it,
Bobby?
I've driven tanks, but I'm scared to drive this RV.
Yeah. What, does it need to have, like, a gun on it for you to feel safe or something?
He was so mad about those drinking games, dude. I was like, I'm not kidding. He was so mad. The last night we played, he goes, I'm not playing unless I can quit when I want. We're like, this is not how it works.
I bet you if he started playing and it was eventually like, ah, I'm out, I'm out, I'm out.
Oh, but
that would have been all right.
It was great. It was great. He was the guy that would make sure the rules were always in play.
Oh, I hate those people.
So, you know, there's a certain card you pull and you get to make a rule. So he'd be like, oh, the band's not playing. You have to drink for 3 seconds. Oh, the circle's broken. he would point out the rules. So I got the last card to make the rule. I was like, all rules are still in play. And that means if you didn't make the rule, you can't call it out if somebody missed it. And Zach was like, what are you trying to say? I go, pretty much, Brian, shut the fuck up.
Or, as Mad Mike would say, none of your damn business.
Yeah, none of your damn business.
All right, here we go. Seriously, this is funny. This is
when did you find this one? A
couple days ago.
Oh, so
I've been having to hold on to this nugget for a couple of days, okay? And it was tough. I don't like holding nuggets, okay? I'm not a big nugget holder, okay? I don't like keeping nuggets in my pocket.
So you think this is going to be the best one you've ever done?
I don't know about that, but it's definitely going to be fairly hilarious. Well, you know what? It could really suck, though. You never know. I mean, you never know. 6 to 1, half dozen of the other, who knows? But all I have to know
But it is about Scanlan.
When I saw this, Scanlan's face popped right in the middle of this like a pop-up, like a porn ad. That you don't want, but you get anyway. His face just popped up right in front of this thing, okay? I'm trying to think of a really good way to start this. Dating one can be rather difficult. Can be rather difficult, okay? Scanlan. This is how to date a U.S. Navy sailor. <I
can't. laughs> In the Navy.
Oh, my gosh, semen, yay. He probably knows all about semen already, but just in case, we'll help him learn the ropes. First off, you got to learn the language, okay? They have their very own version of the English language, and the Navy is no exception. If you don't know or aren't sure what your sailor is talking about, ask. Don't be afraid to use your feelings.
Right.
Have all of your sailors' email addresses. Most sailors have two email addresses, a Navy one and a civilian one. The Navy email address is typically used for work, but many commands do not allow personnel to check their civilian email accounts on government computers or for security reasons. And oftentimes, a sailor may not be reachable by phone for a variety of reasons. It's probably getting plugged in the butt. But don't be ashamed, because it's just... You know, he's in a different zip code, you know? If they're in a different zip code, it's not really cheating, you know? So don't cry. Don't cry. Just make some barbecue chicken. Jerk some chicken. Oh, make some cookies, whatever you do. And let's see here.
Muffins.
Make some muffins. That's what he likes to do.
Banana nut muffins.
Banana nut muffins. Oh, this is my number 3. And this, I think, is a double-edged meaning. Be flexible. Get that yoga in. Your sailor's work schedule will change at random and often on short notice. So he's going to be hot to trot at like 3 in the morning. So you got to make sure you get a good stretch in there. Stay warm, stay flexible. You know what I mean? Don't try to get too relaxed. You know, keep moving, get the blood flow. Have some horny goat weed.
What? It does not say that.
It does. I'd say seriously. Another thing your sailor will have to do is stand duty. Every so many days, okay? He's got to stand duty, okay? He's going to have to do this duty on the stand. Sometimes he'll have a sea duty.
Sometimes it'll be a shore duty.
But usually it's a ship duty because he's in the Navy. It's hot in here, isn't it? Okay.
Number 4.
be patient. There's a saying in the Navy, hurry up and wait.
Weird.
I don't know what they're talking about. Maybe it has more to do with those duties, but it says, except they get 30 of them a year, not counting sick or emergencies. So they could be talking about booty calls. That's what I'm talking about, Scanlon. That's what's at least 30 guaranteed booty calls a year. Coming your way, if you follow my direction. Be understanding. Your sailor may not be able to talk about everything or anything pertaining to his or her job. His. Or even schedule for security reasons. So he might not be open with you at first, Scanlon, but this is the deal. Be patient. Be understanding, you know? Don't rush. You know what I mean? If you don't think he's feeling it, there's no reason why you can't just be like, hey, that's fine, you know. Today, let's use the warming loop, you know. Let's mix it. Let's be more sensual. Do you need a calf massage? You know, just try to be more understanding. write often, because, you know, he's going to be around the world taking all of his duties. So if you feel like it, you know, give him a shout on the letter. You may not hear back from him, you know, every day or every week, but, you know, I'm sure he'll be thinking of you, and he'll hold your letters tightly with his rectum. With all this in mind, proceed how you would normally date someone. Of course, since how you've never been on a date, I can see how that can be hard. But if you just go back to some of the other how-tos, I think really you could piece it all together. I think we've covered just about everything. Let's see if they got anything here else on here that's just awesome. Oh, warnings. Do not send any nude pictures to your sailor's email. Remember, it gets scanned. Also, you know how those military boys are. You know, they one person gets it, they pass it on to everybody. Next thing you know, you've got 100 seamen whacking off to a picture of you with no eyebrows. Okay? Gross, right? So, you know what I mean? You're not a piece of meat.
Would it be gross if he had eyebrows?
Yeah. Okay. I think it would be. I can see him now. Don't do that, okay?
Don't you do that again.
Okay.
No, we have a picture of you like that.
I do, that's hilarious. If your sailor is still in boot camp, don't send food of any kind whatsoever. It will be confiscated. No muffins, okay? Don't muffin them up.
No chicken.
No chicken, no muffins. That is it. That's everything on how to successfully date a U.S. sailor. That
dun, dun,
was
intense.
Is this thing on?
Yeah.
Are we on the air?
Very nice.
Very nice. I told you, dude. That just has scanner written all over it.
You know, we've gotten some email from people that want us to do links on the website where they just have separate links to hear the how-tos and to hear the news.
Oh, that's actually not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea, but then they won't listen to the rest of the show. They
won't listen to the rest of the show. That's true, but you know what it does? It is hard, like, because you'll listen to it and go, oh, that was so funny, I'm going to show my friends. But then you got to hunt for it. So maybe if we could at least put in, like, a thumbnail.
Maybe I should do, like, a week after the show's already been up, we'll just post the links.
And then do the links. That's actually a really good idea.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I was thinking you're, like, fucking smart or something.
I didn't come up with it. They did.
Oh. You guys are smart on the other end of this microphone, living in that little electric box.
How are things with you and Halbreath?
Oh, dude, she won't stop talking to me, dude. And it was today. She came up to me again today. Again. And I've been, like, the most... She was, like, talking to me. Oh, you're so sarcastic. You're like, come and talk to you.
I love your voice with her. It's
just... And then...
You know, Nick does a really good impression of a girl that we used to work with.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, you got to do it up here. They won't hear it very well. Do it up here.
Oh, come here.
Hey, guys, this is Retrap. Touch my butthole. Stick your tongue there.
We actually had a girl that worked at the Flamingo, and she told us one time, she goes, I really like him, guys, look at my butthole.
My friend Josh, he dated this girl in Thailand. She was a prostitute. The only words in English she knew was, ugh, a fuck on my ass. And, like, she'd see it, like, during
doing
dinner.
You doing it?
A fuck on my ass.
Just like that.
And she'd do it, like, during dinner or anything. He was like, you just couldn't talk to her, you know? I'm going to take you out to, like, a nice place.
What do you want for dinner? Oh, fuck my ass.
Fuck my ass. She'll have the chicken.
So,
what was I saying? Oh, how? So anyway, then she was like, do you want to hear this crazy thing that I did?
Because I just picture her face when you do that. It's just so funny.
And I was like,
and I never seen her eyes. She always has those big sunglasses on.
Dude, she looks like, she never really looks right. It's the weirdest thing. She looks like around you, not like at you, like around you. It's the weirdest thing. But it's like, they're as wide as a deer, you know? It's weird. And then I was like, no.
You just said it like, yeah.
She was like, oh, you're so sarcastic. Oh my God, you're so funny.
And you're like totally
serious. And then she's like, I'm not going to tell you now. I said, okay. Silence. Okay, well, anyway. So, like, I did this crazy thing. I totally made out with a girl last night. And I went, oh, that's gross. And she's like, oh my God, you're so sarcastic. So funny. I wanted to be like, seriously, no, that's gross.
normally it was hot, but with you, it's gross.
Yeah, you should see my face, too. I was looking at it like this, from the side. She's like, and I totally made out with this girl yesterday. I went, oh. Oh, that's gross. So, and after that, she left. Yeah. After that. Oh, like, you're so funny. You're so sarcastic. And she's like, well, I guess I'm going to go. I said, okay, bye. She's like, yeah, all right. And she walked away. Yeah, she walked away. I was like, oh, man.
And she still has no idea that you, like, are totally turned off by her.
No.
Since the dream of the... the cheese and...
Yeah, seriously, though. Nasty cheese vagina and the... and the horrible halitosis breath that she really does have. Cheese vagina is nothing more than a theory, but I think it's probable. Like most things that can be discovered with science.
That'd be like a date on Seinfeld. She had a cheese vagina.
I know, right? Fuck. So then, you know what's funny is about that is... I was discussing something. I was reading about Adolf Hitler. And then she was like, what are you doing?
Okay.
This is when she walked up. I was like, oh, I was just talking to Chris about Adolf Hitler. You know, he did some really crazy things, you know. He did a lot of bad things, you know. And then she's like, oh, yeah, I know. I'm not really hungry, but I'm on my break. I was like, oh. Okay. Well, I don't know. I was like, well, you should probably go eat something, you know? And then she was like, no, I would just waste food. I was like, oh, yeah, I can understand that. You know, there's all those kids starving in Africa, you know, they eat like one thing of rice and they're full, you know, you give that to them. I mean, those kids, they don't know what anything is, you know, they don't know what a steak is or even a toothbrush. I just threw that in there. She's like, huh, yeah. She's like, what are you doing? I just told you. Anyway, that's pretty much
now, it. You went recently to Magic Mountain with your roommate, who we're not allowed to talk about.
Oh, yes.
And
you shall not be named.
And Crystal.
Oh, yes, and Crystal.
And your brother.
And my brother. My brother.
But Crystal is another one of your prized possessions, thanks to me.
Yes, thank you, Jay.
No, I didn't set that up. She just saw a picture of me and was, who's that? I go, that's my friend Mike. I said, he'll be joining us at IHOP later. Oh, maybe I will go.
Really? You know, that's the weirdest thing is, like...
And that was the day when we first went into IHOP and she had met Rhonda for the first time. And Rhonda walked in and she went, oh, fuck. And she goes, oh, I'm sorry, I have seasonal Tourette. And Crystal's like, oh, really? I'm so sorry to hear that.
I know, like, what?
Who has seasonal Tourette's?
I don't know. What? Seasonal? Yeah, just take some Claritin. It just blows it right out, you know?
It's that time of the year.
Yeah.
So she was driving you crazy, Magic Mountain.
Yeah, Magic Mountain, you know, she wasn't too bad. Other than the fact she's like, oh my God, I can't walk anymore. I'm like, I can't walk anymore. My calves hurt. So I was like, okay. I was like, all right.
So I do it again.
I'm not walking anymore. My calves hurt. Calves.
I'm not going to take my top off at the bear pool.
I don't want to take my top off. I'm too embarrassed. So, oh, this is even better. We get this room at the freaking Marriott, right? Oh, yeah, at the La Quinta Inn. I need some water because my throat hurts. Hold on. Ah, okay. I totally forgot about this. Oh, my God. Okay. This totally fucking annoyed the fuck out of me, okay? There's two beds. Brent, me, my brother, Crystal, right? Brent brought a sleep away bed that you fill up with air. Brent brings everything in the kitchen fucking sink. He brought a DVD player so we could watch movies.
What?
Okay, anyway.
Well, that's smart.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty cool. The bed, very nice touch. So anyway.
Anime.
Yeah, right. And, of course. So my brother was going
Porn.
To sleep. Of course. Well, probably not. Somewhere. He probably had it hidden somewhere.
No, he took care of that before he left.
Ugh. I still can't get that image out of my mind. But anyway, that's a whole other story. Yes, that's right. Michael, I saw some crazy ass shit. I'll tell you about it when I get down to Phoenix. But anyway. So we got this bed.
Yeah.
Bullet bed. I get into the bed first. There's going to be Brent, Crystal, and myself. We're going to share one bed. Brent had his own bed. Eric was supposed to sleep on the smaller bed because it was a smaller bed. Sounded like a plan to me. The beds were relatively large. You know what I mean? I don't take up a lot of space. She takes up a little more than I do, but it's not too horrible. And then she just comes up and grabs the covers from her side of the bed and starts to wrench them off of me. So I'm like, no. So I just hold on to them. Yeah.
Right?
And she is by far not strong enough to get them off from me. So she's like, well, fine.
Well, fine. If you're not gonna give me the covers, Eric, can I just trade with you?
Eric was like, yeah, I guess so.
Because I have this thing. I have to have my own covers.
I was like, you could have just asked.
She has so many of her own little quirks.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? You could have asked me, but you didn't. You decided to wrench them off me, you evil witch. No, you can't have them. I don't care where you sleep. So she lays down on this thing. It's an airbed, okay? She weighs way more than that airbed can support. So her ass is instantly dunk, on the ground. She's like, oh, my God, it kind of hurts. I'm like, well, you know, you could ask my brother to trade with you.
No, I'm okay.
So then we turn the lights off. It's a little hot in here. So we turn the AC on. This is how the AC goes. It's just like, it goes, no, it goes.
Now there's a ghost in your room.
It sounds like a flying fucking saucer. I can't stop laughing. I'm laughing hysterically. And so now it's all... And then all of a sudden it just turns off. Right? It goes... yeah, we're like... And then it'll be quiet for like 10 minutes and all of a sudden you hear a... We're like, oh, my God, it's taking off again, right? It does this all night. And the funniest thing is, it's right next to Crystal's head. So she doesn't sleep, like, the entire night. And you can just hear him. And I'll be like, I'm like, oh, my God, yeah. Hey, Eric, can I just ask her to see if she wants to move with you? Hey, you wanna switch?
No, I'm okay. I'll be fine. I think my butt hurts.
But you can trade. You know, my brother's like, hey, you know, I'll trade with you.
No, I'm okay.
All right, well, you know, whatever, fine. So we slept like that. So we wake up, and the whole thing's like, almost, she's almost completely flattened out the airbed. Okay? I was like, you know, Oh, and I was like, I even got up in the middle of the night, and I was like, hey, you know, I can help you fill this. What are you doing? I can help you fill this up. There's a switch. No, I'm okay. Leave me alone. All right. Yeah, hey, whatever. And then, like, okay.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm trying to cop a feel of your bed. Can you put your genitals on your bed? Fucking weirdo. So, anyway, you know, I mean, you could tell. It's like, it was like, you know what it reminds me of? You can instantly tell. Like, if she was around her friends, they were like, oh, my God, that penis was so great. Have you ever held a penis? She'd be like, yeah, it was like a bag of sand. You know, like, you just know. Like, she just has no idea what's going on in the male mind, right? So, anyway, and then, like, so the annoyance continues, right? We finished Magic Mountain, and it was all right. Everything's cool. But then, like, she gets into, like, this funk. This, like, I feel sorry for myself.
She gets moody. Yeah,
moody. And so, like, we're at the gym. I'm with my mom and my brother. You know, I'm there to work out and have a good time, you know?
Right.
And she's like, I can't do it. Oh, I don't like doing this, and I feel tired today. And then, like, she comes up to me, and she's like, oh. She's holding her calf. I'm like, what's up? Oh, my calf hurts, like, so bad. It's, like, cramping. I don't understand. I only did, like, 5 minutes. So I'm like, all right, well, let me see it. And I grab her calf, and I start feeling around. Oh, that feels weird. And she moves her foot away. And I was like, you know what? I'm just trying to help you, but whatever. And I just walk away. And then, like, a couple minutes later, she falls with me. And she's like, I just don't think I'm losing any weight. I'm like, oh, you're probably not. You know what I mean? At this point, I don't, I'm not even, I'm done. So, whatever. Okay? I don't want to deal with it anymore. Just believe whatever you want to believe. I'm done trying to make you feel good. Okay? And so, after that.
You're probably not.
You're probably not. And so, she's like, I'm just going to go. It's like, all right, see you later. She leaves. I'm here for, like, 3-4 days. And then she sends me a message. And then she's like, you know, sorry I haven't talked to you. I just had, like, a lot on my plate lately. And I was like, you know, whatever. Doing stuff for my brother's graduation because that's like the end-all be-all of her life, I guess. Whatever. I don't know. So anyway, and then she's like, you know, I just think I'm bipolar.
Yeah, that's why she didn't go to the bear pool on Thursday.
Yeah, because she didn't get a personal invite.
I sent out a bulletin and I sent out, it was on my status.
And if
said,
you're going.
Hey, going to the bear pool if you're going. If you want to go, just get a hold of me.
Yeah.
And she goes, I didn't know you were going to the pool. I was like, I sent out a bulletin.
Learn how to fucking read.
Well, I just like a personal invite. Well, you're not going to get one.
Yeah. Why? Why should you get a personal invite?
You know that on Thursdays and Fridays we hit up the pool. So
you think wieners feel like bags of sand? Okay? Why would I personally invite you? Calm down. You know, just be cool. Just
look,
be cool.
You know, and what's funny about it, Bear is Mark brought his niece on Thursday.
Oh, my God. She reminded me of Halbreth.
But that's not the point I was going to bring up.
Oh, well, it's our team.
It goes back to all the guys that go to the clubs and dress up the same with the denim zebras, and they all look the same.
Oh, right.
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 She goes to the bear pool, and she's got this little sundress
Corona
on.
Thing. Yeah, Corona
she,
white.
Yeah, but she's got this sundress on first, and she looks down at the edge of the pool, and there's a girl that has the same exact swimming suit as her. Now, the girl that's wearing it is a lot bigger than Mark's niece. And
she had a prettier face, though. I'm sorry.
Right. But I'm just saying she's a little bit bigger.
That's right.
You know, and she would not come out of that cabana.
Yep.
She would not go into the pool. She laid up there and read a book.
Yeah, it was miserable.
She was so pissed that this other girl had the same exact bathing suit on.
But the funny part about that is I didn't know that was the problem. All I heard was, and you were like, is it because of the bathing suit? Mark was like, yeah. I was like, I thought maybe she got like some blood in the vag area or something, and she was embarrassed. And that's what I thought it was. I was like, oh man, it must be like a see-through bathing suit, because I knew it was white. I was like, obviously there's a problem there. It's like, I don't know, I didn't know what it was. And it turns out that was what it was. It was just someone who was wearing the same bathing suit. That's stupid. I mean, if it was like a blood stain or something like that.
But that's what I'm saying.
Chilly.
The guys don't care, and that's what the, that's,
yeah,
that's what the problem is. The guys don't care. That's why they all wear the striped shirts and the denim.
All she needed to do was take her top off.
Right.
It's a bear pool.
That's what I told Mark. I go, you brought your niece to a topless pool. That's kinky.
That is, right? Yeah, weird, actually. Yeah.
But, I mean, they've taken very good care of us, and after this week, they're going to take even more care of us.
Cause,
yeah, my guests didn't spend some money.
Yeah, I don't get to the pool guests. It's the weirdest thing. I just need to try harder for them.
Well, I have to thank Charles, because they'll be like, hey, what's happening with the pool party? He's like, why don't you go talk to Jade out of the concierge desk? He knows all about the pool party.
Yeah, that's right. Huh? Yeah.
So he's sending them all down to me.
Yeah, that's perfect.
But we're having a great time together, so if you guys are coming to Vegas... Let's go party at some pools.
Yeah, there's somebody, Kim, right?
Coming. Liz. She's supposed to be coming at the end of June.
All right, Liz. Wait, isn't it the end of June now? When is this?
It's the first week of June.
Is it really? Oh, wow. Well, I'll be damned.
She said she was going to come out and look us up. She wants to party with us, so.
She better.
Yeah.
We'll go to Bear.
Yeah, dude. We'll go crazy.
Yeah. Let's give a shout out to Mandy.
Who's Mandy?
Mandy, you know Mandy, our host, the one that I went out with the other night.
I thought her name was Candy.
Well, maybe she tastes like candy, but her name is Mandy.
It wasn't Candy?
No,
it was Mandy.
It's Mandy.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. After she told me the prices, I wasn't down. But I'm glad to hear that you were willing to.
Yeah, that's what my neighbor said when she left my house. He was like, how much that set you back? I'm like, fuck you, Brandon.
Yeah right? Now, she's really cool, actually.
She's cool.
I've known her for a while.
Yeah, she used to work in the Monte Carlo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was cool. And,
That brings me to another point. I'm sorry. I don't mean to jump. Go ahead, finish.
Go ahead.
No, finish up.
No, do it.
Okay. No, seriously.
Do your thing.
Seriously.
Do your thing.
Me?
Yeah.
Do my thing?
Yeah, do it now.
Let's do it?
Yeah.
Right now?
What did you say earlier today that made you laugh so hard?
Something about we're going to do it. It's going to get done. Something like that. I forget what it is.
You're like, you're going to get done.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to do it. And there were guests there. Let's do it. We're going to do it right now. We're going to get done. Dude, it's hilarious. Either way, it made me laugh hysterically. I've been laughing all day. Oh, just funny shit. Anyway, I hate my job. That was what I was going to say. I hate it. So if there's anybody out there with an employment opportunity, you know what I mean? Let us know. Also, I want to race, okay? I want to race these cars out here in Vegas, but we need sponsors. So if you have a sponsor and you want to set up a little race team so you can save some money on taxes.
Are these the cars that you want to buy?
Yeah. It's a Bandolero, but for me to get the whole operation up and running, I need about 10 G's, I think. 10 to 15 G's to get everything up and going the way I want to. I know it'd be a blast, man. We go out there, have a great time. But I just want to throw that shout out there.
We need to go to Fast Lap.
Yeah, we need to get out to Fast Lap.
We need
Lap.
To show Nick what's up.
Yeah. We need to go back out to, we need to go to Pole Position again, Fast Lap. We need to start racing them. I love that shit. I can't get enough. I can't. It's like crack to me. I would sell you a half-slaughtered pig.
To go to pole position.
To go to pole position. And $10. A slaughtered pig and $10. Anyway.
Yeah.
On a brighter note.
But I'm hoping, like, I don't have right now, like, we're just hanging out. Mandy and I, we're having fun.
Right.
I hope it doesn't turn into this whole crystal thing where I hate my life.
Oh, dude. Seriously? I hope not. And you know what? I feel cursed right now. I feel like the only chicks that are interested in me right now are either manic depressive, halitosis, or incredibly obese.
Or,
what's wrong with me?
Or gay guys at the bear pool.
Oh, gay guys at the bear pool, dude. It's a topless pool, and the only person to hit on me is gay. Like, what?
Well, he didn't really hit on you.
No, he hit on you.
No, he asked me what your name was.
That's right. You should have told him something like Stud Muffin.
Junk McGee.
Junk McGee. That's what you should have told him. That's junk.
Junk McGee.
Junk McGee. That's what we're going to tell everybody from now on. That's my name, Junk McGee.
His name is Junk McGee.
That's Junk McGee right there. That's fucking great. So I just feel like I'm down with my luck right now. I gotta get that back up. You know what? I feel like a lot of it is confidence. And right now, the fact that I've just been injured, it takes away some confidence. But
yeah. Well, you just have fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I have been, and that's the good thing. I have been having a lot of fun.
I'm trying to help you.
Yeah,
have
dude.
Fun. You know, we go out and do that stuff.
Yeah, dude, it's been good. We're going to go see, Third Eye Blind?
Yeah.
It's coming up.
Coming up.
Coming up.
Well, we're just about out of time, but I want to set up a topic for people to call in next week.
Oh, okay, yeah.
This is actually kind of it's kind of an interesting story, but I...
Does this have to do with shaving your balls with or against the grain?
No.
Because
you covered that already.
Okay. I'm against the grain.
I want to know what people think. I'll also set it up as a poll on the website to see if someone would actually keep the money or would they, you know, call for help.
Oh, right, right.
If someone sent you a check for $100,000 that also announced his upcoming suicide, would you call for help or would you keep quiet?
Hmm.
And this actually happened. If someone sent you a check for $100,000, like this guy did in Denver, back in May of 2009, so just last month. What the fuck is going on over there?
What?
Where would you take a $100,000 check that is also a suicide note, to the cops or to the bank? In July of 2008, John Francis Beach, a retired executive in Denver, sent a check for $100,000 to a local charity postdated to August 1st, accompanied by a sealed envelope reading, "Wait until you hear from coroner and everything is okay." The charity's director, Ann Green, opened the envelope anyway on July 21st to find Beach's last will and testament, leaving his entire estate to Green's organization for children with disabilities. Green's choice put everything into the school safe and awaited August 1st. But she claimed to have left two voicemail messages for Beach. On July 29th, based on longstanding plans, Beach committed suicide.
Wow.
So.
You went through with it and everything.
If someone sent you a check for $100,000 that also announced his upcoming suicide, would you call for help or keep quiet? Next Thursday, we're going to take calls from our wonderful listeners. So call in, tell us yes, you would keep it. Yes, you'd keep quiet. And that's all we need to know. It's not going to be like, oh, you know, is it someone that's really close to me? Or no, it's just someone you know.
Someone you know.
It doesn't.
I would slap them silly, and then I'd be like, I'm keeping the money. For your own good.
Right.
That way you can't do this again.
I mean, it doesn't say you can't have the money if you call for help.
Sure.
But it's
but if you had to choose one or the other,
right?
We're making it a little different. We're changing it just a little bit to where you had to do one or the other.
Yeah,
you have no choice.
You have no choice. You take the $100,000 and the person that you know kills himself, yeah. Or you call for help and you don't get the money.
You can't eat the ice cream and get lactose intolerant and shit it out later.
Right.
Right. You can't do
you
that.
You can't eat the chicken.
No, you can't eat the chicken after it's been set on fire.
You can't eat the chicken if you've eaten the banana nut muffin.
If you've eaten the banana, exactly. You can't.
So we'll post the question up on the website and see actually how many people respond to the question.
You can't set fire
and
to the chicken if you've already
exploded the cow. Next Thursday,
we'll
take some calls on it and find out who's gonna keep the money.
And we love you all like family, but get the fuck out.
It's time to go, and we'll see you next time on the Rotten Comedy Show. Check out the website, visit us on MySpace, and
we'll see what we can do about setting up those links for later previous shows.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll see. It's easy to do.
Yeah,
starting next when this show's been posted for a week and the new one goes up, then we'll put the we'll put the second links in.
Okay, should we archive some of them?
Well, all the shows are archived.
I mean, should we put links in a lot of the older shows too?
No.
No?
Those are too hard to do.
So oh, the older
now
ones?
If we do it currently now, we can just set it up and do it that way.
Okay, gotcha.
So, all right, so we're out of here, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
is a feeling and a deep feeling. I believe in the basic world, and the full I know can make me cry. When I'm with you, I feel like I could die, and that would be alright. On the belly, face down on the mattress, one. And you hold me, and we are broken. I'm not coming down. No, I know, and I won't run tomorrow. You got the thoughts.